is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Well, it's the season opener for the Chi-High Cardinals, and tonight they kick off the 25-26 campaign against D2 Power Baldwin Woodville here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Good evening, everybody. Glad to have you along. Greg Stewart and former Blue Golds captain Connie Feedy up here in the booth with me again this year. Connie, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're having a little hockey for dessert here tonight, huh?
Yeah, actually, great day off from hockey, but excited to be back here and watch the Cards home opener.
Yeah, our first look at a rather new Cards team. I mean, only one senior, yep. Carter Johnson, on this team, and maybe the last connection to the 24 team that just ran through the BRC and was number one most of the season. Just the final touch of that here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think he was maybe fourth line back then.
Yep.
You know, last year we lost a lot of really powerful seniors, both the defensive line and the offensive. But we have a really solid goaltender here coming back, our freshman, now sophomore, Drew Brovald. So the Cards will be looking to rely on him for a lot of key saves.
Absolutely. That's where it's going to start for Matt Luckowitz in his second year. And really, this is his team now. Scott Parker, longtime coach, still helping out here, volunteer coach. But this is Matt Luckowitz's team, and he's kind of taken ownership of that this year. And he feels he's got a really good group of kids that, you know, are playing together, want to be coached, and he thinks they're going to really grow this year.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. We need some kids to step up and be leaders, and, you know, both on and off the ice, because they lost a lot of that with the, you know, graduating class last year. A lot of these kids that are here now on varsity didn't play high school hockey until last year. You know, they
a lot
of them played the second year at Bantam. So, yeah, it truly is Luckowitz's team, and see what he's been able to develop.
Chi-High 10-16-1 overall, 6-7-1 in the BRC. Baldwin Woodville had a nice season. They were 17-8-1 overall. They kind of finished in the top third of the Middle Border Conference, and they've got a lot of firepower coming back. They've got most of their top scorers. Only lost Jake Oman, who had 32 points. We got Dawson Vienendahl, Brody Everts, who scored 22 points on that top line. Drew Burr had 34 goals last year, just a 52 points for Burr. He's on that top line as well. Then they've got a solid goaltender in Landon Vienendahl, Dawson's brother, who is All-State, and he is, again, if you start out with good goaltending, you can work your way up the ice.
Absolutely. You know, they are really like the quarterback of the team, right? You have to have a good goaltender back there that you can rely on, that's not shaky, so that your D can make plays and not have to be worrying about, you know, any shot getting to their goalie.
Chi-High had a kind of rough stretches last year where they lost one stretch, 7 out of 8 games, and then they won 4 of their last 6. They really came on at the end of the year, and then, of course, the stunner against Stevens Point, undefeated Stevens Point in the postseason, knocked them out. They were number one, had not lost a game all season. And Chi-High beat North and Point, then eventually lost a heartbreaker at Hobbs against Eau Claire Memorial.
Great game, though.
Just in the final half minute of that game.
Yeah, Cards were in it the entire way. You know, a ill-timed penalty and then a, you know, ill-timed defensive zone coverage falling apart there at the last second. I still remember it.
Mac Diggins.
Yes, and you know, they
found the puck.
They capitalized, but you know, Memorial then met their fate here in Chippewa Falls against Wausau, and they didn't get to make the state either.
Exactly. Jackson LeMay, our player of the year last year.
Yes.
What a postseason he had.
He
was burning it up.
Yeah, starting at the, you know, end of the season, all of a sudden he just decided, I'm just going to take the team, put him on my back, and let's go. And he just, you get the puck on his stick, and, you know, there's a 50-50 shot, it's going to be back of the net.
Right.
He just you know, went all out, and that's going to be a major loss for the Cards. You know, you're looking at who are their goal scorers. I think you have maybe Dane, Krista, Easton, Skelton that had a couple points each, Sam Johnson. But, I mean, these are all younger kids, I think junior and sophomores, that are going to have to set.
Matt Fournette on the first line.
Sure.
The top scorer coming back, just 13 points last year.
I mean, there's a lot of gap to fill for these kids, and hopefully they're going to step up for that.
Yep. They graduated 8 seniors, Chi High, and Jackson LeMay just had an incredible postseason, scored 4 goals in the 3 playoff games, and single-handedly, like Connie said, just picked up the team and said, we're gonna win these games. So it's going to start with Drew Grovold in net for Chi High, and he'll go against All-Stater Landon Vienendahl. And let's talk about our Toyson Ford keys to the game, Connie. We're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it for you? What do you think the keys are for Chi High to win their season opener here?
I think Drew Grovold is going to have to play well. Like always, he's steady Eddie back there.
Yep.
He's going to have a great game because there are a lot of goal scorers coming back for Baldwin. So he's going to be busy because we have a lot of young D. I think we're bringing back 2 D that saw varsity time. The rest did not see a lot of varsity time, maybe a couple shifts intermittently. So we're definitely going to have Drew on his A game. And then, like we just talked about, that gap, the goal-scoring gap is going to have to get filled. And we're going to need multiple players to step up and fill that gap.
Probably not allow the game to get too far away from them if they get behind.
No, and I think I read Luckiewicz's article in the Chippewa Herald. It was, he wants these close games, and I can see why, because we don't have that returning goal scorer.
Yep.
But you know what? We don't know that, you go from a freshman year, you go to sophomore year, there's a huge difference with these kids. So, it'll be nice to see if someone steps up tonight.
Exactly. Yep. Our heroes are yet to be determined here.
Yes, exactly.
I think we're going to find some as we go through the season.
I think so, too. I think Easton Skelton is right there on the cusp.
Yeah.
But, he's grown a lot. He's tall. He's over 6 foot tall. And he's, done a lot of training. I think that he's going to be one to watch.
Okay. Those are our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a 3-minute break, and then we'll come back. We'll send Connie down to talk with head coach Matt Luckiewicz live on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Chi High and Baldwin Woodville as we kick things off here at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight here on WOGO and our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Our charge of video tonight, Sam Aberle here, and Zach Whitejack is our radio producer tonight. And we'll continue in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel.
For the last 4 decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wärzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Anthony. The Mauer counted, and the foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason Bossy takes the rebound away from Perone. Couture and Sakura, look out, down the lane. Slams it home with 2 hands. Jordan Sakura, emphatic, and the senior saying, we're not going home tonight.
advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Cards hockey tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Greg Stewart, Connie Feeney with you. Let's go downstairs. Connie's got head coach Matt Lockowitz on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Connie, take it away.
We definitely can say that this year we started off more with a plan as to what we wanted to do to prepare for the season. Kind of looked at our personnel and really what we needed to work on. So I just say this first couple weeks, systems-wise, I think we got a lot accomplished, and we're seeing a good pep in our step. I think the boys are having fun, you know, but now it's game time. So we got to see if we can put everything that we've been working on out on the ice and put it together during a game. We got to get in game shape. You know, you can do all that you can in practice to try to get in that game shape, but nothing's like actual game. So we're ready for the season to get going. I think the boys are excited.
Absolutely. I know a lot of the players are very excited to get on the ice. And last year we spent a lot of time talking about how your schedule is one of the hardest in the state. This year you've replaced a few Division I teams with some Division II teams. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, I tell you what, these Division II teams are no slouch. We didn't pick up any cream puffs out. So we want to challenge our boys and schedule shift, you know. When you have teams that travel each year, and then if one thing goes wrong, that kind of affects the whole thing. That's kind of what we found with our opening weekend, so that's why we had to change things up. But we've got a great team coming in tonight that's going to give us a battle, and we've got one of the best teams in the state coming in tomorrow. So we still have one of the hardest schedules. We're going to challenge our boys, and they've got their hands full.
Absolutely. We're just going through Baldwin's stats. They have a 52-goal scorer, 52-point, an excellent goaltender. What are some of the things you're telling the kids to do to get past this great season team?
Yeah, well, you got to take note of that kind of stuff. When you see guys that are putting up those kind of points, that should catch your attention, and you should say, all right, what are we going to do to keep our goalie? It starts there with Drew. You know, he's got to be in net, he's got to be focused, and he's got to make that first save. And then it comes to our D, and what are you going to do? Are you going to be in position to make the play? Are you going to clear pucks in front of the net forwards? Are you going to be defensive minded tonight and make sure that you are in the defensive zone doing your job? So it's a team effort that we have to have. Starts in our defensive zone. From there we branch out and we start working on some other things.
Absolutely. Well, you have a lot of new faces on your varsity roster. I hope that their nerves don't get the best of them, but good luck, coach, and I really hope you have a strong season.
Appreciate it, and we appreciate your support as always, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Connie, thank you very much. Matt Lockowitz as well, head coach in his second season for Chi High. The opposite bench, it'll be Lucas Trickle, his eighth season as coach of the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks. He was born in Thief River, grew up in Thief, but then transferred down to Black River and is an alum of the Blackhawks hockey program, and he is their head coach. He's got 11 seniors on this team. They are very experienced, and of course, we've mentioned Vienendahl, the goaltender, who was an All-Stater last year. By the way, Chi High JV team beat Baldwin Woodville 5-4 in their game earlier tonight. So Chi High kicking things off. It's kind of the student whiteout here as student section's got white on tonight, hoping to help their team to a victory here this evening, and a good crowd.
Absolutely, yeah. I was noticing that end of warm-ups. Good crowd coming in here tonight. You know, on a holiday weekend, deer hunting still.
Yep. So it's good to see everybody here, and looking forward to high school hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel tonight. Yeah. All right, we're going to take another break and come back. Connie and I will set things up, get you ready for the opening drop of the puck here tonight. We'll be back in 2 minutes. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cards Hockey on WOGO. The Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks dressed appropriately in black tonight with a little red trim on the sweaters and the breezers here tonight. They come in 2-0. They've already got a couple of wins under their belts. 6-3 win over the Minnesota team Mora Malacca. They went 2-for-3 in the power play in that game. And then Mason Rappel had the game winner against Marshfield on Tuesday. They beat him 4-3. On the road at Marshfield, so they've already got a couple of wins this season, and yeah. Chi High still looking for their first here in the
first
home
game.
Opener.
Right. I mean, you know, I think that's an advantage that Baldwin has. They have two games already, and they have a lot of returning players as opposed to our card. A lot of new and first game.
All right. Chi High out here and skating to the goal line. Baldwin Woodville already lined up. Let's go to Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
As mentioned before, the first game of the year for the Cardinals, we're going to be introducing the entire rosters for both teams. First, let's meet the Blackhawks of Baldwin Woodville. First, senior defenseman number 4, Caleb Sanders. Junior defenseman number 7, Nolan Anderson. Sophomore forward number 8, Caden Findlay. Senior forward number 9, Dawson Vienendahl. Senior forward, number 10, Rhett Carlson. Senior forward, number 12, Josh Mara. Junior defenseman, number 14, Colin Sikora. Sophomore defenseman, number 15, Connor Stevens. Senior defenseman, number 16, Matt Munson. Senior forward, number 18, Brady Everts. Sophomore forward, number 20, Owen Peach. Senior forward, number 21, Ian Findlay. Senior forward, number 22, Mason Rappel. Junior forward, number 23, Drew Burr. Senior forward, number 24, Braylon Carlson. Senior defenseman, number 26, Drew Jaskot. Senior forward, number 29, Lucas Kitzberger. Senior goaltender, number 32, Landon Vienendahl. Senior forward, number 33, Ethan Campbell. Junior goaltender, number 35, Mason Mellon. Freshman forward, number 37, Mason Link. And sophomore defenseman, number 90, Owen Lynham. And the coaches for the Blackhawks, head coach Lucas Trickle, assistant coaches Mike Olson and Craig Campbell. Ladies and gentlemen, the Blackhawks. And now let's meet the 2025-26 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. First, junior forward, number 2, Zachary Black. Senior defenseman number 3, Austin Frenette. Freshman defenseman number 5, Andrew Hebert. Sophomore defenseman number 6, Eli Burmeister. Junior forward number 7, Sam Johnson. Junior forward number 8, Jackson Williams. Sophomore forward number 9, Dane Krista. Senior forward number 10, Carter Johnson. Junior defenseman number 11, Dylan Jack. Junior forward number 12, Keller Riley. Junior forward number 14, Colin Buchanan. Junior forward number 16, Matthew Frenette. Sophomore forward number 17, Merrick Peterson. Junior forward number 19, Parker LeMay. Sophomore forward number 21, Easton Skelton. Junior forward number 22, Bodie Custer. Junior defenseman number 28, Colin Seibert. Sophomore goaltender number 31, Drew Brovald. Sophomore goaltender number 33, Mason Bast. And sophomore defenseman number 34, Aiden Sy. Head coach is Matt Luckowitz. Assistant coaches Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Briar Niblett.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing tonight's youth hockey player of the evening, Isaac Lucier. Isaac plays defenseman on the Pee Wee A team and is a sixth grader at Chippewa Falls Middle School. And his favorite NHL team is the Blackhawks. Isaac's parents are Luke and Dana Lucier. And Isaac was accompanied out with Dane Krista. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Lucier, player of the night.
All right, there you go. Tom Boydell with the lineups for both teams, rosters for both teams out here tonight. Chi High and Baldwin Woodville, the Blackhawks, in just a moment here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive 2 payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Just about ready for puck drop here tonight. Chi High and Baldwin Woodville. Here's the goalie matchup for Baldwin Woodville. It's the All-Stater Landon Vinohall. The senior comes in after 2 games of the 267 goals against, 905 save percentage, and the sensational sophomore Drew Provold had a 6-9 record last year, 3.936 goals against, 89.8 save percentage. Our officials tonight. The referees are Dennis Fenton and Lee Darrow. Dashiell Bauern is our linesman, and we are underway. It's going to be Krista Frenette, Matt Frenette, and Skelton up on forward line for Matt Luckowitz. Defensively, it's Matt's brother Austin Frenette and Soibert, who gets the start tonight, number 28, for the home white team. Chi High dressed in the white sweaters with the red trim, and Baldwin Woodville all black tonight. Just a little bit of red trim for them, and the puck slides into the right wing corner in the attacking zone for Chi High, but they cough it up. And here comes Baldwin Woodville. It's Burr, had a really solid season for him last year. The junior got a couple of seniors and junior on the forward line for head coach Lucas Trickle. As the puck slides into the Chi High zone, and here come the Cards bringing it out, is Matt Frenette. Frenette kind of squeezed between a couple of players. We're going to have a penalty right away against Baldwin Woodville.
Yeah, they punched him right in the face. I think trying to stop him getting by. He was a little squirrely, that Matt Frenette, so they had to do something.
Yeah, he's fast.
Yes.
So first power play of the night, first power play of the season for Chi High.
Keeping that first line out there that's been out there already almost a full minute, so we'll see what happens.
We get a little breather here with the face-off in the Baldwin-Woodville zone. Baldwin on the penalty kill so far in two games, a little over 92%. Chi High wins the draw, and they get it back to the point. And coughed up there by Burmeister, the defenseman. He chases it down in his own end of the ice, and that is hammered into the corner, but no call there. You can see Provol raising his hand like, let's get another call and go 5-on-3, but couldn't convince the Stripes, and so Chi High is still the 5-on-4 here for a minute and a half. Now they set it up behind Provold on the near wing. Cross ice for Austin Frenette. The defenseman steps up, drops it off to his left for Dane Krista. Krista lost it for a moment, tracks it down, left wing elbow, and here is Frenette. Austin Frenette bangs it off the boards, comes in the high slot now, and he'll retreat. Open up some ice, drops this one right wing corner in the attacking zone. Chi High on the power play right now. They roll. This is Dane Krista. Trades places with Frenette, drops it down, and a shot just right on the ice. Very soft shot, but it got to the goaltender, and Vinadal fought that one off.
Yeah, great poke check by the goaltender. Otherwise, he was just going to put it to the side and put it in.
50 seconds left to go in the power play. Chi High sets it up again. They start out from deep in their own zone, and dancing in is Matt Frenette. Got about 6 feet out from the goal and then lost it, but Chi High tracks it down back at neutral ice, and here is Carter Johnson, the lone senior. Johnson with a centering pass, and a nice shot by Frenette that the goaltender got a piece of and angles that one left wing corner. Here is Frenette, loads one up, wrist shot, smothered by Vinandahl, and he'll hang on the right post. And we'll take a little break here for a second.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed Cards are not using that defenseman as a screen. They're always trying to get around that last guy, losing control of the puck. You have opportunities to just shoot. Use that D as a screen, and you don't have to get around everybody. It's not practice.
They go to their second line now. Sam Johnson centering this one. Johnson got it back for the D, and Chi High gets organized. Now they'll slip it from right to left. Comes on the half wall and slung all the way down by Baldwin Woodville in the final 9 seconds of this power play. Provold moves out of the paint, drops this one off for his D, and Chi High energized comes up the ice, but it's slapped away and back in the Chi High D zone.
Here goes Andrew Hebert.
Hebert's got it, number 5, a tribute to his dad coming up after the game here. And here is Sam Johnson with a shot that just floated wide of the cage, bounced hard off the inboards. Chi High stood him up at the blue line, dangling his Hebert. And Andrew threw that one off the inboards. It came right in front of the cage and kind of surprised Vinadal, but touched off the left post from his vantage point, and he got a break right there. Chi High moving the puck around pretty nifty right now. Zach Black couldn't reach it as it slugs its way into the left wing corner in the Baldwin-Woodville defensive zone. 13-21 and counting, no score here. Season opener for Chi High. Cards get it deep in the zone. Glanced off the window, comes back to the point. Stepping up is Austin Frenette. Held it for a moment, then it kicked high in the air and comes back in the Chi-High zone. Here is Ian Finley for the Blackhawks. Rubbed on the wall as the puck slides into the right wing corner and then is rimmed around from right to left in the Cards D zone. Chi-High trying to dig it off the wall. Here is Dane Krista, got pinched up against the Dasher for a moment. Puck squirts free, and it's going to come back through neutral all the way down, and they're going to whistle this one for icing. Boy, we've had a lot of action here.
Yeah.
Without a whistle for a while.
Right. It's looking good for the Cards. It's been down in the offensive zone a lot. You know what? I was impressed with the poise of Andrew Avery. He's a freshman out there playing D. He'd not been a D before. He's always been a forward, and he did a very good job, that shift he had there.
Well, four shots on the board. They're all for Chi-High so far. Kept him away from our goaltender, Brovold. Face off to his blocker's side. And this one is angled into the left wing corner by Matt Fournette. Rimmed around the board. It's going to come down for Dane Krista. He'll ride this one left wing corner. Now it comes around from left to right. Pinched off by Baldwin Woodville's D, but Chi-High relentless on the forecheck right now. Got a couple of players down there, including Easton Skelton, who's a sophomore this year. Skelton, much bigger player. He grew this summer, I'll tell you that. Comes back to the point. And on a one knee, a shot by Burmeister, and that one ricochets up and out of play here.
They have a... No, okay, I thought the ref might be calling a power play, but he's talking to somebody to not hold a stick. I noticed the Baldwin player is holding Easton Skelton's stick and really made it so that Easton couldn't get anything accomplished.
Johnson centering the second line of Johnson & Johnson. Sounds like a drug company, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sam Johnson and Carter Johnson, the lone senior on this team, along with Black, Zach Black. Love that name. And this one just wide of the Chi-High cage. As Baldwin Woodville still looking for their first shot on net here tonight. That's the way you want to play it if you're Matt Luckowitz with his defense. And forwards helping out as two. Keep the puck away from your tender. Stepping up is Colin Soibert. Got to the blue line and punched that one deep in the Baldwin Woodville zone. Blackhawks come back, get organized.
Two on one here for Baldwin.
Mason Rappel had a couple of goals the other night. The game winner against Marshfield just slid that one wide of the wing, coming down with him on the two on one. So the Cards get back here. 11-12 left to go, and that one is swallowed up on the shot by Baldwin on Brovold, and Drew will hang on to that and give it to the referee, and that's the first shot on net for Baldwin here tonight, and we're almost 6 minutes into the game.
Yeah, it's good looking, I guess, statistic for the Cards here, but now the third line's out, so we'll see what happens here with the Cards.
Williams centering Wiley and Custer, big Bodie Custer, and this one's going to be pinched back to the blue line, still inside the Chi-High defensive zone. Angled off the boards out at neutral, and it's going to come right back to Andrew Hebert. Hebert will throw this one into center ice, and it tucks somebody in the bench area. It's out of play here with 10:52 left to go.
Yeah, I think that either went out of play or is an offside, and I think that's a lucky play because I think Baldwin was the only one there for that outlet pass.
Third line's going to stay out right now, and Williams bending over to try to win this draw for Chi-High. This one slips back in the left wing corner, a battle for it right there. And also down there is Williams down there along with Riley. And Custer getting into the mix as well. Now he'll slide back, top of the wheel on the near side. 10:33 left to go, and Bodie will exit the zone and carries it into the right wing corner in the Blackhawks knee zone. This one comes on the half wall now. And trying to chase it down is Chi-High in the right wing corner. It comes in front of the net, and that one's going to be pounced on by the goaltender Vienendahl for a whistle in his own zone.
Yeah, we've got the first line out here now. Hopefully the boys' team can win as many faceoffs as our girls' team and control the puck right away and get some scoring opportunities.
Yeah, congrats to Michaela Hogan's girls' team. They beat Northland Pines the other night. Off to a nice season. There's a nice play by Fernand as he walked into the cage and just coughed up the puck in the last second.
They had a great move, though. Great offensive move. And now a whistle's going to stop play here. We've got a slash call. And I think this is going to go against BW here.
I have no idea. I didn't see anything. It was a ref that was out of the zone that called it. It looks like, yeah, you're right. It's going against Baldwin.
So sitting down is Owen Peach.
That's why we didn't see it, huh?
And they said Mason Rappel had the slash, but he isn't sitting. So anyway,
I don't get that one. I don't get that one either, but I guess I'm glad that the Cards here have a power play opportunity.
Chi High's second of the night. And Ooh. Now they got control of it, set it in front of the cage, and Vinadal will angle that one aside. And it's going to be dumped all the way down by the Hawks. 9:45 left to go here in the first period. First game of a back-to-back contest here. We have Nina coming in tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock puck drop, 12:40 our pregame show on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
Yeah, some good stretch passes here on the power play breakout, but not making tape-to-tape passes and getting an icing.
By the way, Nina is playing New Richmond tonight. Playing Baldwin Woodville. They'll be here. Nina will be here tomorrow afternoon. Get a good look at that team that finished third in the D1 poll last year. 1:33 left to go in the power play. Face off in the Chi High zone. Cards have it. They'll drop it back for Burmeister behind his goaltender. He'll eye it up and move it up. And a tape pass. To Matt Frenette.
Let's see what we can do right here. Oh.
Fanned on in the
Dane
left wing side.
Dane knew what he wanted.
Dane Krista. It looks so big and large, and he fanned on the puck. It's still loose inside the zone and finally hauled in by Baldwin Woodville and cleared across the line. So Chi High has to hit the reset right here. Here is Burmeister again. Hands off for Jackson Williams. Williams comes in, fires a shot. That came off the shoulder of Heenendahl. And ricochets back on the half boards to the high slot. One-timer there by Burmeister. Got his licks on the senior goaltender, and it's fired all the way down by the Blackhawks. 40 seconds to go on the power play here. Second one of the night for Chi High. Here is Matt Frenette. Races across the line. Now moves in on the goaltender, trying to stuff one past the senior. But Vinadal held him up right there. The puck loose out at neutral ice. Nice job by Burmeister to go back and get it as he was in a one-on-one battle right there with Everts. And here is Carter Johnson, the senior. Johnson comes in, drops in behind the goaltender, looks for an opening, tries to hit Sam Johnson, his line mate. Johnson tried to walk it in and then lost the puck, and we're down to a couple of seconds left in the power play, and that'll do it. So Chi High 0-for-2 in the power play, but it takes a little while to get that one down.
Absolutely, and they get a few scoring opportunities on an excellent goaltender.
This one dribbles off into the left wing corner in the attacking zone. Now 7:45 left to go in the period. No score. Chi High's got it. It's cross ice pass and a one timer by Sam Hebert as he was being
Andrew
crowded. Andrew, I'm sorry.
We're so used to
saying Sam last year. Well, I don't know if they look alike or not. Sam is probably a little bit bigger. But anyway, Andrew Hebert out there. If I mess up, just let me know.
It's all right. It's easy to do.
Might not be the last time I do that.
Both skilled players, so Andrew now has big shoes to fill on that blue line, though.
I'll see. This one is faced off in the Black Hawks zone, and it's pinched on the left wing corner now. Yeah, it's going to come loose for Nolan Anderson for Baldwin Woodville, and then he carries it up on the near wing, and it's going to come out. Lead pass here for Finlay. Finlay walks it in, and then was pitched off in the boards, and it's going to come around from left to right. Zach Black got a touch of it, and it's going to deflect onto the tape of Bodie Custer. The big 6'5 player comes up, crosses the line, but a whistle stops play before that, and I think we're going to have a penalty here, perhaps on Chi High.
Yeah, that's a Jackson Williams going in. On sportsmanlike. Okay. Ooh. I don't know. It was behind the play. I was busy watching Bodie, make a rush up, and I did see a Baldwin player didn't have a stick at the end of that, so I'm guessing something behind the play occurred.
7:05 left here in the first. Shots are 8-1 in favor of Chi High. It was about 6 minutes before BW got their first shot on net. This one faced off, left wing circle. Cards will anchor this one back, but can't clear the zone. It's going to come to the point. And loading a shot up there was Drew Burr. Burr kind of quarterbacks the power play on the right point. Rappel on the near side. Those are the guys up top in this power play, and Burr's got it right now, trying to get organized. Now goes to Rappel. Through some traffic. That hit a player out front. I don't think it got to Drew.
No, I think Andrew took that.
Yeah, turned and rifled down the ice by Chi High. You can hear the teammates down there for the Cards loving that one. Here is Fournette. Matt, well, backhand one. That'll take some time off the clock here. Minute 13 left to go in the power play. 6:17 remaining here in the first. We're still scoreless. Chi High season opener. And Burr is going to carry it across the line. Now looks cross ice for Rappel. Fakes a shot, no looker. Rappel shot that one wide. Ricochets out of the corner. Hauled in there by the Blackhawks. There's a nice block out in front by Zach Black. They work it down low. Trying to move the goaltender, and it slips out in front into the paint. And Brobold's going to hang out of that with 41 seconds to go on the Baldwin-Woodville power play.
Yeah, I would say the penalty kill for the Cards is looking solid. You know, we've had some time where we've gotten it down in the Baldwin zone. They're not getting any good looks on Drew by any means. Solid first penalty kill.
5:46 remaining in the period. We're down to 39 seconds on the Hawks power play. Here is Rappel. Drops this one down low for Owen Peach. Rappel to Anderson now. Anderson's out there on this power play. Nolan Anderson. And Anderson's got it. Works it off to his right. Blocked down. Knocked down by Chi High. 18 seconds, but they can't clear. And so the Cards get back in the box here. Shots are 8-2. Finally stolen away. Nice job there by Burmeister, who's really stepping up. He was on the ice last year, but you can see he's grown and grown as a player too.
Yeah, made Team Wisconsin for his age group this last fall. So
that'll do it for the power play. So both teams 0-4 on the man advantage as it's brought down by Braylon Carlson for Baldwin-Woodville. He took a shot and was knocked down in front. And here is Johnson countering. Carter Johnson, right wing corner, laid one out in front of the goaltender. It came off his pads and ricocheted back high in the zone. And going to be dumped back in as the Cards get on sides here. Easton Skelton, fresh legs on the ice right now. Skelton looks to receive a pass, but it's going to come back for Dane Krista. Krista, top of the circle, left wing side, turns, rips one.
It way too high.
Bounces hard off the boards behind Wienendahl, and going to be tracked down by Easton Skelton. Now it's in the slot between the wheels. Skelton receives a pass. Now Matt Fournette. Back to the point for Soibert. Soibert just dangles right along the blue stripe. Soibert's got it. Turns, fires a shot through traffic. And that came hard off the pads of Wienendahl. Now the Cards have it. High in the zone is Easton Skelton. He wheels and deals. Turns, tries a backhander that couldn't connect. And it's cleared all the way down. And that'll draw an icing call right here with 3:47 left to go with the faceoff coming up on the north end of the barn in the Baldwin-Woodville zone.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, good opportunities there. Controlled the puck in the Baldwin zone. I like that. Probably not the best decision by Dane to shoot so high and almost break it out for the team. You got to shoot low. You got to move this goalie. He's given out some good rebounds, so if we do shoot low, we're going to get some opportunities.
Face off, left wing circle here in the attacking zone for Chi High. Keller Riley, first time we've seen him as a Chi High player, and he's got a sister playing on the Sabres team. He's out there on this line, and now it's going to be Wienendahl, Drew Wienendahl for Baldwin-Woodville comes up and will fire one left wing corner, but Baldwin-Woodville was offside, so they had to kind of wait for everybody to get back on the right side of the blue line, and there's an icing call against Chi High. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and appliances and home goods and clothing and so much more.
Name brands at fraction of retail prices. Bargain City Superstore in Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Mycon Cinema in Chippewa Falls. 3:21 remaining first period. Greg and Connie with you. Our radio producer, Zach Whitecheck, on video, Sam Aberle. Here's a shot through some legs, and it just kind of bounced around, ricocheted all over the place, and finally came in front of Broebold. He saw it, put the mitt over it, and hangs on for the faceoff. So it's the Johnson, Johnson, and Black line out there right now for Chi High. We're even strength. That one came across the line as the defenseman couldn't hold on to it. That was Drew Jascott. And that was stripped as Chi High came into the zone themselves.
Two
and we're going
one.
Back and forth. And this one deflects into the left wing corner. Cards dodged the bullet right there, as you said, 2-on-1. And Chi High finally has control of the puck again. Here is Sam Johnson. Johnson tried to walk it out, and it's stripped as he came out. This one's going to come free at neutral ice. Jascott ripped that one off the wall. Not hard enough, and it's back and forth hockey. Here comes Baldwin with a tough shot. Going out on the right pad was Broebold to stop that one and send it into the left wing corner. That was a heavy shot right there from Mason Rappel. As I said, he had the game winner, a couple of goals against Marshfield this week. They're 2-0, Chi High's season opener right here. Touched now by Matt Fernandel on the line, but it's taken away by Petch. He'll come in, fire a shot. Good look at it from Broebold's perspective with 2:02 left to go in the period, and we'll stop play on the goaltender keep.
I think we're seeing the lack of that goal scoring ability right now, or just like that role. Still yet to have someone step up in the cards. You know, it is a first period, a first game, but we've had a good scoring opportunities, just haven't been able to bury it.
Finish those goal scoring opportunities,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, you had a lot of players that could do that last year.
Yep, yeah. This year we're waiting to see who's going to step up here. Shots 10-5 in favor of Chi High. Zeros up on the board. And this one's going to float back in the Baldwin-Woodville zone. And Colin Sikora tracks it down for the guys in black. Now here is Drew Veenendaal. Receives a pass. He'll angle across the line. Weaves his way into the right wing corner. Rubbed on the wall right there by the Cards. And the puck squirts free. And now it's rifled back in again by Baldwin-Woodville. Now to 1.5 left to go here in this first period. Don't give up a score. Let's get a score right here. It's Matt Fernet. He'll dipsy doodle back in his own zone. Fires this one up into the Baldwin-Woodville D zone with 1:12 left to go as the puck caroms loose at center ice and going to be picked up there by Austin Fernet. The defenseman tried to lead a pass out to Zach Black, Easton Skelton, but they didn't connect as we go to the minute mark left to go here in the first period. Here is Fournette, brought down in the check. Matt Fournette, though, bounces right back up and back of the cage, tried to center one up. Cards in the forecheck, can't prevent Caleb Sanders from walking it out at neutral. Sanders loads one up right into the mitt of Broebold, and the sophomore tender for Chi High will hang out of this for the faceoff.
Yeah, Matt had a good opportunity down there. He got around some players, but just never got that centering pass. He kind of lost his balance. Wasn't able to get it out there. So no shots on net for that. All that effort.
Under a minute left to go. 40.6 to be precise here in the first period. Sanders has got it. The defenseman for Baldwin-Woodville. Tough shot on the ice through several sets of legs. And now it comes loose on the near point for number 22, that's Mason Rappel. And this one is kicked off the defenseman's stick. And here comes Chi High. Bodie Custer looking to create. Custer got to the right wing circle, then lost it right there as we go to 13.7 seconds left to go in the period. Here is Everts. Shoots that one just wide, trying to go for a corner. 6 seconds left to go. Hauled in there by Burr. He'll turn and rip one toward the cage. And, man, they were lighting it up here at the end of the period.
Drew had the save of the game. I mean, that right there, it was just, it looked like it was just all the net. And Drew was able to pull that up. So.
3.8 seconds left to go. Now it's just kind
shots
of survival.
Are even now.
it was
like 6-0 for quite a while. And
yes.
Chi High just kept piling it up, and now 10-10 the shots with 3.8 seconds left to go here in the period. And the face-off to the glove side of Broebold, and this will just be tapped into the corner by Austin Furnett. And go to the locker room and catch your breath here, I guess, for Chi High.
Yeah,
10 apiece here.
Yeah, quick
shots.
Period, but 10 apiece for shots. I mean, for the longest time, Baldwin only had one shot on net, and I thought, hey, this might be a good repeat from 2011
yeah.
when we won. The last time we played Baldwin, Chi High won 10-1.
Been a while.
Been a long time. But, you know, Baldwin, they, like Coach Luckowitz said, they have a good squad, and they showed
do.
Up. Maybe, you know, getting used to maybe a faster game compared to Marshfield. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So Chi High and Baldwin Woodville scoreless here after one period of play. And it's been a lot of fun hockey. Cards 0-2 in the power play. And Baldwin scoreless on their lone power play chance here tonight. They're having a little presentation between the first and the second. It's the 10K Club. You know what that is?
Yeah, 10,000 shot challenge.
Wow.
So they have 8 weeks to do 10,000 shots. Goalies can do something else. I'm not
yeah,
sure what it is.
Let's see. The goalies can I read it someplace here. Goalies can do 10,000 wall rebounds.
All right.
You know
so
what a wall rebound is?
Throwing the ball or whatever you got.
Wall drug or something.
Yes,
I don't
against
know.
The wall and just try to catch it.
So we got a bunch of, you know, youth hockey players.
Yeah, it's great.
That made the 10,000 10K club.
Yeah, my daughter did that 1 year, and it made a huge improvement on her ability to control the puck and shoot the
yeah,
puck. So,
that's
yeah,
great.
It's great that they have so many kids doing this.
So these kids are going to get a little presentation, a T-shirt, and the captains for both the girls' team.
Yeah.
And the guys' teams out there right now. I see Riley Biskins out there.
And Ellie Ash.
Ellie Ash from the girls' team.
Yep.
And Austin Furnett and Carter Johnson out there for the boys' team as youth hockey players for the guys and gals are both going to get some nice gifts here for the 10,000 club.
Yeah, excellent. They get their name usually. There's a shooting cage over there in the north
yep,
rink.
On the north rink.
Get their names on there forever, bragging rights that they put in the work and did the challenge.
Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating. These youth hockey players coming out in their jerseys here tonight to receive their awards for the 10K Club here tonight. We'll take a break and come back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel. No score after one.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Well, a period in the books here this evening, and Chi High and Baldwin Woodville are scoreless. Cards 0 for 1 in the power play. 0 for 2, I'm sorry, and Baldwin Woodville scoreless on their lone power play chance. And we were talking about Drew Brovold up here and some terrific saves he made.
Great saves he made. Yeah, you know, at first it was like, oh, he's going to be cold down there. You
right,
know,
see
him one shot for the, you know, first 10 minutes or so. But then Baldwin, you know, switched gears, stepped their game up a little bit, and ended up evening shots out at 10 apiece. And Drew made an excellent save with, you know, just seconds left on the clock to keep the Cards scoreless. I guess both teams scoreless. Keep a tie game.
Yeah, Baldwin really poured it on at the end of that period.
And they really did, yeah. You know, some good scoring opportunities, hard shots, accurate shots. You know, just really a good job. And I think the Cards have to, you know, like we talked about, you know, we got to find a goal scorer among the group.
Yeah.
You know, someone that just knows how to shoot low. That's where Jackson LeMay scored a lot of goals last year, was on the ice or just above the ice. I'm seeing too many shots going high above the net. And, you know, it's like, sport hockey's over.
Yeah,
let's
right.
move on to high school hockey,
right.
Where we can shoot low and pick some spots, pick your corners.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Avoid those high shots when you're on the far side, because you're just going to miss the net. You know, at this level, you know, we're just Wisconsin height hockey. And then you just ended up wrapping it around the boards.
Yep, giving them a breakout pass in some senses, you know.
Yes, yeah. And you know, our D have been a little bit shaky on the blue line. You know, we've missed a couple or just barely gotten it, you know, to keep that puck in the zone. So if you don't want to, you know, challenge your D, to keep your D's job easy, don't do that wraparound shot like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
We are used to veteran defensemen, and this year it's just kind of a work in progress this year.
Yep, and, you know, Eli and Austin, they both got a little bit of ice time last year, but the majority, I would have loved to see the time on ice for Brett Krista and Sam Abear. They were out there just marathon shifts, and, you know, you can see that there's, you know, some jitters on the blue line. I have to give a lot of credit, though, to Andrew Hebert. He's not a defenseman, or he hadn't been until this year, and he's a freshman, and he's done a really solid job.
Yep.
You know, he's made some good plays. He's a really skilled player, so I expect that we'll be seeing him a lot in the next 4 years.
Okay. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. In Altoona at Chippewa Falls, and the new clinic and surgery center is in Rice Lake. We are in Chippewa Falls tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Greg and Connie with you. Chi High, their season opener against the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be back with you at 12:40 for our pregame show. 1 o'clock puck drop as Chi High welcomes Nina, a team that finished third in state last year. You go from a top six in D2 in Baldwin Woodville,
to top three in Neenah tomorrow afternoon. So Chi High is biting off a lot here.
Yeah, they are, you know, but it's going to give the coaching staff and the team a good benchmark for where they are. You know, given the fact that the majority of these players have never played varsity or significant varsity time,
yep.
It's a good place to be. You know, I recognize a lot of these, you know, these skaters from the JV team last year. So it's a big shift, and it's good to see where they stand against the top teams in
right.
the area.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Only one senior on this Chi High team. That's Carter Bovey, or Carter Johnson, pardon me.
Johnson and Johnson Live.
We'll have to call it that this
yes.
year. Johnson and Zach Black.
Yep.
Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls County. And I'll be back in just a moment. No score after one. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Mauer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Mauer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MauerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Shh.
scoreless after one period here tonight. Chi High and Baldwin Woodville. We'll turn it around tomorrow. 1 o'clock, our puck drop. 12:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show as the Cards welcome Nina into the barn. Nina's playing over at New Richmond tonight. And so they'll get a little taste of Northwest Wisconsin hockey and maybe take some snow back with them here.
Maybe. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what that score is with New Richmond losing a lot of their quality seniors. You know, but they have just a solid youth program that every
sure
year
do.
They just turn out more and more kids.
Yeah.
I think they've won their state, both A and B, Bantams last year. Came darn close. Actually, no, Superior won Bantam A last year. But New Richmond, they're a Division II team, so never mind. Yeah,
right.
I think they did win.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
I
where
always
it starts.
Think of them as
at
Division
the youth
I,
level,
but,
if they can win at the youth level, it's going to just carry up
usually
to
it
the
does.
High school.
Yeah, absolutely. New Richmond is just a solid program over there. They have one sheet of ice in their youth program, but they always, they produce.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those, 3 a.m. practices or something.
Yeah, must be that.
Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports, including Chi High Hockey. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The crowd's starting to filter back in here from the concession stand. By the way, tomorrow during the JV game, make sure you greet Connie in the concession stand. She'll be working hard. Buy a lot of food and drink there tomorrow, right?
Yes, keep us busy back there.
She worked up here in the penalty box for the JV game, which Chi High won 5-4 over Baldwin Woodville tonight, and they're moving you all over the building here.
Yeah, you know, it's a volunteer organization. It doesn't stop when your kid gets to high school.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You think, oh, I'm finally done with all of those working shifts.
Yeah,
no, that's,
not,
that's
not
cute.
Not quite.
Yeah, no.
All right, so say hi to Connie if you go to the concession stand tomorrow during the JV game. She'll be up here for the varsity game with yours truly. Mm-hmm. For our broadcast, but good to have you along. A full building that provides some body heat, and people are enjoying themselves here tonight. No score after one period, and we'll take a break and back in 90 seconds with Puck Drop here at Chi High, Baldwin Woodville tonight on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Both teams on the ice, getting ready for the second period. We'll see who breaks through here, perhaps in this period. Chi High and Baldwin Woodville are scoreless. It is Drew Brovold on the north end of the building now, roughing up the paint. And Landon Vienenhall, the senior, the All-State goaltender, number 32, at the opposite end of this barn. And both goaltenders playing very well here.
Yeah. Definitely.
Chi High's gotten some rubber on Vienendahl, and he's made some good saves, too.
Yeah, definitely a battle of the goaltenders right now. And, you know, whoever gets this first goal, I think, is going to have a huge momentum on their side. So big-time plays are needed from Drew.
Absolutely.
keep your team in the game.
Yeah, so it looks like Drew got all new pads this year.
Fancy.
Yeah, I'm sure his parents are really excited about that,
I'm sure
too.
They were cheap, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Goalies is the least expensive position,
man.
For sure.
Manfred and Kristen Skelton on the forward line to start this period out, but it's stolen right away by Drew Burr. He was all over the ice, and a nice shot right on. And the save made by Broholt, so he didn't get rusty in the locker room. And the Cards track it down. Now they show! They had one right off Heenendahl. That was Matt Fernand, who walked right in on the goaltender right in his face and dropped one on the goaltender. Hard shot, but couldn't find the back of the net. Shots are 11 apiece. And here comes Burr right now to lead him up. Works off to the left wing side. Burr over to Everts, and the puck is poke checked off his stick. It's still inside the Chi-Hi D zone here. That one came off Broholt. It's going to be picked up by the Cards and get it back to the point. And this one again right off the tender. Broholt with the save. Angles that one along the boards in the far wall. And walking in is Baldwin Woodville. They're climbing all over our tender and finally cleared by Chi-Hi. And this should draw the icing call right here. So the Cards have to withstand a little flurry in their own end here.
Yeah, Drew came up big. He didn't get too warm, I don't think, in the between periods. He's still in the game, doing a great job.
His mind is in the game right now. We need him.
Yeah, 15, absolutely.
15:59 left to go in the period. With the faceoff to Broholt's stick side here. And it's going to be Zach Black trying to muscle it on the half wall in the zone. It pops free, and it's going to be taken there by Burmeister. Elijah has it, leads the team out. Lead pass there for Zach Black. Zach's into the zone. One-timer on net. Fought off by Veenendahl. You kind of see him shaking his head there a little bit. I'm not sure if that's because of his D or that one tricked him a little bit, but Elijah had a nice shot on goal, and a penalty coming up.
Looks like it's on the Cards because Sam Johnson was the one touching the puck when they blew the whistle, but I'm not sure. We'll see what we get the...
slash call. Is that on Sam Johnson?
They called on Sam Johnson.
He had the puck.
He had the puck.
It must have been just before he grabbed the puck, huh?
I don't know. You know, I'm always favoring the home team. I think Sam did everything perfectly.
Well, second power play chance of the night for the Blackhawks.
Keeping it up 2 apiece here.
Yep. And the faceoff is going to come in the right wheel in the Chi-Hi D zone. Dane Crystal will take the draw. As Fredette was tossed out, and a clean win for the Blackhawks. They get it over to Burr, one-timer on net. Fought off by Broholt, and it's going to be cleared by Chi-Hi. Cards trying to catch him napping here on the shorty, but it pops right back into the zone, and Burr lost it. Nice poke check there by Fredette, but Matt can't catch up to the rock, and Burr is just going to carry it all the way behind Veenendahl and hide behind his goaltender for a moment. He'll slip a pass back and try to set up the power play breakout here, and they move it into the zone. Right wing corner, back in the attacking zone here. This is Burr, walks it from behind Broholt, and Rappel had it for a moment. Now he lost it, and here's a breakaway chance. Krista moves it. Dane with a shot, and Rappel got back in time to get a piece of it on his stick. And now a little jawboning going on in the corner between the teams as it was whistled a stoppage of play here.
Several whistles happened. I don't know if they're going to call
something
anything on
something was cooking,
that.
And I think the officials said, let's head it off of the pass here. And teams changing it up. New set of players for the Blackhawks.
Looked like Matt Burnett was having a little extra words in the corner, which, you know, as a head coach, you don't want to see that any of your players ever do that. You want to be more disciplined, stay in the game, keep your head in the game, because that's not going to win. That's going to cause you penalties. So hopefully that's the last of that this season.
1:08 left to go in the power play for the Blackhawks. 14:33 in the game clock as the puck slides out in front of Veenendahl. And that one kind of surprised him, and the Blackhawks will dump it all the way down. They had the power play, but they cleared it all the way down, so this is an icing call against the team with the man advantage.
Yeah, high energy on the ice right now, so hopefully nothing.
A little herky-jerky now, isn't it, out there?
Yeah, yep. See, Easton Skelton's got the face-off here, see if he can win it.
And the left-hander gets it back for his They couldn't hold it. That was Burmeister trying to chase it down to just beyond his reach. So the Cards cough up the zone advantage.
Yeah, that's a tough one to lose right there on the blue line.
You can hardly blame Burmeister, though. He tried to reach it, just wasn't sent to his blade there. So we'll do it again right at center ice. Cards down a man right now. 46 seconds to go on the Hawks power play. Loose at center, a scramble for it right there. A little scrum developed and picked up by Zach Black. And he
is fast.
He will gun this one right wing corner, and that'll rag some more time off the power play here. Down to half a minute left to go on the Baldwin Woodville power play. They cough it up, and the Cards have a 2-on-1 chance.
Right here.
Black over to Easton Skelton, and the sophomore tried to ram it past Vienendahl, and the senior goaltender will pounce on it, and then the players start to mix it up behind the Blackhawk cage here. Now they'll separate.
That was a smart play by Easton, you know, trying to make the goaltender think you're going to go back behind the net, but really you're going to cut back in front. But seasoned senior goaltender here, he didn't buy it.
He's probably seen that one before.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I think so, because he got that. Yeah, definitely knew it was coming.
20 seconds to go on the power play, 13:51, and a rather slow-moving second period here. Cards get a clean win. They get it back to the point. Stepping up is Andrew Hebert. Hebert drops this one right wing corner, and now going to be hauled in by Jascott for Baldwin Woodville. Comes in, tries to take a shot. That one disrupted by Burmeister as he came in, and ricochets into the right wing corner now. Scramble for it. We're down to 5-on-5 hockey now as it slides in front. Brovold, and the Cards will clear it to center in a lead pass. 1-on-1 now. Jackson Williams moves in, tries to dive underneath the tee. Centering pass, and this one's going to slip past the blue line. The Cards have to hit the reset here. Here is Aiden Tsai, I think his first shift out there for the Chi-Hi Cardinals. 34, the defenseman. And Chi-Hi's got it for a moment. Matt Fournette tried to dangle in, and had it stripped, and it's going to come back to Tsai in his own defensive
zone. Oh, he lost it.
Now he's got to backtrack and pick it up and look for some help on the outlet. They get it cross ice. Cards move it in. Fire one off the window. It's going to come around. 12:42 left to go. And this one bounces off the corner wall and comes right in front of the goaltender, Vienendahl, and he'll hang out of that with 12:40 left to go here in the period. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Shots now 16-12 at County in favor of Baldwin Woodville.
Yeah, they've definitely had a great, you know, start to their period here, especially beginning when Drew held strong. We've gotten some pucks to the net. Some of them are a little bit wide, but the goaltenders, you know, cover those up.
Yeah, they kind of ramped it up a little bit at the end of the first period and carry that over here to the second. Baldwin Woodville, I'm talking about. 12:37 left to go, second period. Scoreless on the board. Reaching down was Matt Fournette, fanned on it. And a stoppage of play right here. And did the net come off?
Yes, it did.
I think it did.
Okay.
Well, while they reset, let me tell you about White City Glass. They salute the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. They get Vienendahl all set up now. That happened a lot last year. We had a little softer ice here.
Yeah,
now they have
did.
Some new equipment, I think, that's corrected a lot of that.
Yes, you don't see it nearly as much. You know, you have two big goaltenders on the ice. They're going to knock it
back into that thing once in a while.
Yep.
Face off in the Baldwin Woodville zone. Cards try to attack it, trying to keep it in. Still inside about 3 feet. Step it up. Cards get to it. Nice job by Seibert on that one. And Chi-Hi trying to get it out in front of the goaltender.
Yeah. His skate came out tight.
It did. And there's a shot taken by Burmeister. That went over the cage. Pardon me, Dane Krista took that shot, went over the cage. And here's Burmeister right now backpedaling, but the Cards didn't see the puck come out of the zone. And cutting across the paint was Easton Skelton. Took a little chop from Vienendahl, and players will separate and head to the benches here. 11:57 left to go
in the second period.
That third line out there right now for the Cards. Jackson Williams got a little bit of time out there for the penalty kill, but I think this is their first shift of the period, potentially.
I think so. Custer and Riley, the wings on that line.
Three on two.
Baldwin-Woodville brings it out right now. Backing up is Hebert. He disrupted the play enough, the flow, that the puck deflected a little bit away, and the Cards get a chance to clear it down the ice, but that will draw the icing right here.
I'm guessing they're going to do a shift change, but yeah, you know, it's three on one, I have three on two, and thankfully Andrew Hebert.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
he then played it solid as he went back.
And they shot a little high and broke the puck out for us. We'll take that.
Face off in the Chi High D zone now. Glove side of Brovold. Ready to take it as Zach Black reaches down against Rappel. And Zach able to win this draw. And Cards will do the hard around. It comes to the far side. Carter Johnson trying to track it down as he follow the puck inside the zone. Cards on the forecheck right now. Johnson down there. Sam Johnson as well. Johnson and Johnson as this one comes to the center ice red line. Cards stacked up the D. And on the far side is Austin Fournette, who chopped the puck to the wall on the far side. And now picking it up is Caleb Sanders for Baldwin-Woodville. Took a shot. That one went wide and goes hard out of the corner. And an icing call here against Chi High.
Yeah, a couple of dicey situations on that last shift where a lot of black jerseys and not enough white jerseys there. But thankfully no good scoring opportunities came from it, but certainly in some odd man formations, you know, showing up there.
Team still looking for that first goal. 11:01 left to go here in the second. On Wogo Radio, back here tomorrow afternoon for Chi High and Nina. 12:40, our Cardinal Countdown show. So hope you can join us on the radio and television tomorrow. Cards will angle this one back out to neutral ice, and it's going to be picked up. There's a strip and a shot taken by Dane Krista right on. And Vita Dahl with the save. Kind of surprised the senior goaltender. Back out in front. A pass to the circles, middle of the circles. And again, Dane Krista just waiting there to snipe one.
Yeah,
well, right, shot it into the tender again.
Yeah, that second rebound that Dane had just missed hit the side of the net, and he had a good foot and a half that if he would have been able to just slide it in, the goaltender hadn't recovered yet. But I'm sure, you know, you're under that pressure, you see that opportunity in a scoreless game, you get a little excited.
Yeah. Bienendahl getting his hat adjusted now and gets back his goalie equipment on, ready to face the shooter. 10:39 left to go. Second period. Shots 16-15 in favor of BW. Clean win and right to the hole there by Matt Fournette. Tried to stuff one to pass Vienendahl. And
yeah, good,
he stood
good
him up.
Save. Yeah, good shot on net right there.
Cards on the back check. Get Easton Skelton on the rock. And now loose out of neutral ice. And Finlay had it picked. And the Cards with a chance right here. Trying to step up as Dane Krista. But he couldn't reach the puck in time, and it's fired back in the Chi High zone by the guys in black in the left wing corner. Chi High on the break, lifts it past the blue line. Black River's got to get Baldwin-Woodville has to get back on sides, and this one comes back to the Blackhawks D, and that's Jascott, the defenseman. Cards with the intercept right here. Here is Dane Krista. Came in, upended on the check. It was a clean check, I guess, and so
yeah, you know,
Bienendahl covers that one up and hangs on to it.
Dane
a penalty coming up here, I think.
Well, there's some after the whistle extracurricular activities, but Dane tried to do that toe drag, and he just got stood up, which less toe drag.
Yep. Got a penalty on Black River for a trip call.
Huh.
And I think they're calling that one on, Dane's attempt.
Yeah, I guess I thought that was a body check, but, you know, the refs, they have the better view of the ice.
I told them we'd make all the calls up here, but
they
didn't agree to that, so.
They said no thank you.
Yeah, 9:49 left to go, second period. We're within one in the shot department, trailing 16-15. Two-minute minor on the Blackhawks, and so Chi High will have their third power play chance of the night. Trying to get that thing perfected. In the corners, Carter Johnson, the senior, trying to cycle it
out in front. This one came back to the D. Stepping up was Austin Fournette, trying to hold the zone, trying to create, changing places here. Now Fournette's going to slide back to the defensive position. They go cross ice. Here's a one-timer by Zach Fleck. Traffic out front, bounces off Vedendal. And Carter Johnson was dropped as the Baldwin-Woodville defenseman tried to protect the goaltender. And now they'll uncurl the bodies and have the faceoff in the zone with 9:25 left of the game clock here in the second.
Great save. You know, I think we've seen some great saves down this side of the ice. You know, first with Drew Brovald, first period, and now with Baldwin's goaltender making an excellent save on that.
1:36 on the power play left for Chi High here. So plenty of time with the offensive zone faceoff. Chi High works it D to D. Now the near side. Burmeister, a little shaky on that one, accepting the pass, and it bounces around, and Chi High has to get organized out of neutral ice. Here's Chi High. They break out pass for Baldwin. Woodville picked off in a one-timer by Matt Fournette. Just took the pass and rifled that one wide off the cage, and Vedendal backed into his own net there and dislodged it, but a nice shot by Matt Fournette trying to go top shelf there.
Yeah, you know, cutting across there and just got to hit the target. Matt Fournette on the power play playing defense here. I think they're putting four. It looks like they have Eli on the wing right now on the faceoff.
1:12 in the power play left here for Chi High. Cards keep the zone. Nice keep that time by Burmeister. Feathers that one left wing corner, and the Cards set up their power play. Hand it off now to Easton Skelton. Easton moves in the circle, try to fire a shot. It bounced off a Baldwin player and back down in the Chi High zone. 49 seconds left to go in the power play. Cards 0 for 2 so far tonight. And here's a headbanding pass for Matt Fournette. He'll just walk into the zone. Drops one from right to left. The hard around. Picked up by the Cards. And here's Dane Krista. Bounced off the wall. Over to Austin Fournette. Back to Krista. Jukes a little bit. Now dangles. And they're going to work it top of the zone to Elijah Burmeister. Loads one up. And this one. To the right of the net.
What a
shot.
Save.
Yeah, Vedendal got just the end of the mitt on it. And then takes a rebound shot. And will swallow that one up with 12 seconds left to go in the power play.
I think that was on its way in, and his leg just like that came across. I mean, that's impressive. Because that was a redirect from the skate. You know, it wasn't like a shot.
12 seconds. The faceoff in the Hawks zone here. 8 minutes exactly left to go in the second period. No score at Chi High. And the D2 power Baldwin-Woodville. Cards collapse on it. Trying to go for it, Samuel Johnson. Sam Johnson in the left wing corner, bodied a bit as time runs out on the power play. Baldwin-Woodville looking to get a player behind our D. Here is Campbell. Cards get back on it. Loose inside the Chi High zone. Banked off the wall and back out to neutral ice. Stepping up was Carter Johnson. Got in the way of that pass, and the puck just bouncing all over center ice right now. 7.25 left to go here in the second period. Baldwin-Woodville hangs onto it in their own zone. Lead pass here for Campbell. He'll turn, fires one around the boards. Comes around from right to left. This one's going to slide all the way back out again. The Cards try to jump on it. There is Carter Johnson. Johnson, though, in the mix of four Blackhawks players. Nice poke check right there by Zach Black. The puck still loose at neutral. And here is Jackson Williams. Williams trying to turn it up the ice and couldn't control it. It's going to come back along the yellow stripe out at center. Body from Williams pinches the Baldwin player up against the dasher and scraped off the wall by the Hawks. Now a 2-on-2. Cards get a player back. And this one comes right in front of the net. Loose and nobody there. They tried to jump on it, but Baldwin couldn't get there in time and loose out at neutral ice. Teams just kind of trading blows right now with 6:29 left to go in the period. It's going to come and back of Vedendal. He'll stop that for his D. Cards trying to climb in there defensively, playing the body, and loose out in front of the net. And that one's going to be swept aside. by the Blackhawks defense. Now the intercept and a shot taken. Came off Provold into the left wing corner. The shot by the assistant captain, Ian Finlay.
Great save by Provold.
This one comes, slides in back of Provold now, and the Cards trying to clear on the backhand outlet pass. Now it's going to come to neutralize. Cards on the attack. Now here they come. It is Matt Fournette. Slides in back of the goaltender. Then is cut off, and Fournette goes down, and the puck goes out of play as he was surrounded by guys in black here, and 5:43 left to go in the period.
Yeah, I'm glad that puck didn't hit anybody in the stands. There's a lot of people there and a lot of young children.
Yeah.
That'd be an unfortunate event.
Leadership, community, dedication, teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Our team and Baldwin Woodville scoreless deep into the second period. Here is Fournette, wins the draw, tries to find the rock and place it out in front. Couldn't get it there, and it's worked up against the Dasher on the far side as Easton Skelton got pinched between a couple of Baldwin Woodville players, and he got roughed up a little bit, but bounces right back up with 5 1/4 left to go here in the third as Vienendahl will cover the puck and the drop taking place in the Baldwin Woodville zone.
All right, Johnson and Johnson line back out there with Zach Black. A lot of speed on that line. You know, they're not, you know, Zach and Sam aren't the two biggest players out there, but they're very fast.
Face off, glove side of Vienendahl. Fans rimming the ice here around the boards. Big crowd on hand here tonight. Baldwin Woodville has it. They work it out to neutral ice. Brought in. I thought it might have been offsides. Cards get there in time. And we'll work it on the near wall, but can't clear. Backtracking is Burmeister. He'll cycle it from right to left. Loose, and it's going to be Carter Johnson who picks it up. Looking for an outlet.
Ooh, here we go.
And here is a nice follow there by Sam Johnson, but Vienendahl gets there first.
Yeah.
Drew Vienendahl. Cards on the INT right now. Carter Johnson's got it. Looks it over. Goes cross ice. Here is Fournette. His shooting lane cut off there, and so it just went wide. And the puck loose right wing corner. 4:35 left to go here in the second. Zeros up on the scoreboard. Shots now in favor of Chi High, 20-17. Cards had a big lead in that department, then lost it. Now they're coming back again, putting some pressure on here late in the second period. Going to come around to the far wall. Seibert's got it. Turns, guns one in, and that one is covered up by Vienendahl with 4:16 left to go here in the second.
Yeah, a lot of softer shots are hitting the goaltender for Baldwin right now. We got to get some, you know, higher scoring opportunities, but still another period and 4 minutes left to go.
Yep. So Matt Fournette will try to win this draw for Chi High. Got some puck support there from Easton Skelton. Skelton lays this one right wing corner. Fournette picks up the loose change, fires one on the goaltender right along the goal line. Didn't have much of an angle there as the puck is stopped right inside the blue stripe. Chi High still in the attacking mode here. It's going to come back to Austin Fournette. One-timer through the paint. Ricochets hard off the corner boards and going to come all the way back to the Chi High zone. Cards will bank this one off the wall. That was Seibert. Picked it up and now goes cross ice. East to west. Cards can't track it down. 3:35 left to go in the second period. Going to come back in the Chi High zone. Chased down there by Austin Fournette. Double team there, but he got the puck ahead and cleared out of harm's way. Jascott has got it. Backpedals in his own zone. Cards trying to set up and a drop pass. It's going to be picked off by Carlson for Baldwin Woodville. And another nice save as it squeezed between the pads by Brobold. And the Cards will take the icing call right here with 3:07 left to go in the second stanza.
Yeah, dangerous back pass like that, as blind passes.
Blind pass,
you know,
yep.
I've had some good coaches tell me that's done at squirts as well.
Right,
like,
right.
You don't do that anymore.
Players are too fast at this higher level.
They can read that play too easily. It's just not not the best decision making right there.
All right. Looking off to the right wing circle here for the faceoff. And it's pinched on the wall and going to be cycled all the way from left to right. The hard around. Cards have it. Touch pass ahead intended for Bodie Custer. Couldn't get there in time, and it's going to come back into the Chi High zone. Left wing circle. Cards go D to D. Now they got it up to neutralize. Custer over skate of the puck and got some support from behind. And that is Burmeister, who's going to backtrack in his own zone for a passing leg. Now turn, ripping this one in as Jackson Williams comes in behind Wienendahl, the goaltender. He'll stop that for his D. 2:32 left to go. And this one is all the way down in the Chi High zone. They're going to wave icing off as Brobo let it go past the goal line. And both teams making some changes with players right now. Carter Johnson, right wing corner, got spun around. 2:13 left to go as the puck slides back out to neutral. And Sanders will toss this one in hard in the right wing corner for the Blackhawks. Cards get there first, loose out in front. Ooh. And it bounces in front of
what a Brobold. Crazy bounce.
Yeah, it just hopped up about a foot, and Brobold had to track it down. Here's a lead pass for Carter Johnson. Carter putting his shoulder into the Baldwin-Woodville defensive player. Cards get one out in front, and Johnson nearly out of gas at the end of his shift. Couldn't quite reach it. And he is about ready to go off on a player change here very soon as it comes back for Aiden Tsai. Tsai, the sophomore defenseman, able to clear the zone. And Everts has got it for Baldwin-Woodville. Hammers this one off the window, and that touched the netting behind Brobold, and that'll give us a chance for a break here.
Yeah, a much-needed break, I think, for the Cards to kind of get their lines back in order here. And can't believe it's 0-0.
Yeah,
minute 26 to go in the second period. Shots on net 22-18 in favor of the Cards right now, so that's a good shift.
And the Cards trying to win a defensive zone draw here. It's going to be Fournette trying to get this one to his teammate, but comes back to the point. Black River, Baldwin-Woodville's got it right now. That one dropped in behind Brobold, banked off the wall, and back out to center ice here.
Yeah, the deed let the Baldwin player win the race of that puck. Almost had a major scoring opportunity.
Yeah. It's on the half wall in the Chi High zone and cleared over the Baldwin bench area and out of play with 1:04 left to go in this second period. But Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chippewa athletics and Cards hockey. Here is Fernette again. Matt reaches down, and this one comes over on the far side for Easton Skelton. He overskated it, but reaches back to get it. Now Skelton leads him out. Over to Fournette. One-timer off the lumber of Wienendahl into the left-wing corner. Cards centering pass right there. Fournette spins and fires a shot. Didn't make it to the goaltender with 40 seconds left to go. Cards with a few licks on Wienendahl in the zone. And the whistle stops play right here with 36.4 left on the game clock in the second period as the puck will float out of play. So yeah, you can kind of see, Connie, the teams are a little bit gassed here. They're ready for the intermission locker room, I think.
Yeah, I think they are as well. Even though the Cards are running, you know, three lines majority of the time, it's still, they're both going hard.
Yep. Shots 23-18, 36.4 on the game clock here in the second. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cards try to work it back on the faceoff to their D, and good job there by Austin Fournette as it got past his defensive partner, Burmeister. And now whistle's going to stop play right here.
Yeah, too bad that was offsides. Matt Fournette had a nice rush,
yep,
had a speed on that, but someone didn't take up in time. So let's see what happens here. We got 29 seconds left. First line group out there.
Fournette, Kristen, Skelton are the forwards. Defensively, It is Austin Fournette. And I believe Siebert's out there right now.
Eli and Austin Fournette.
Okay. Burmeister and Fournette. Okay.
Yep.
19 seconds left to go on the icing call on Baldwin Woodville. So the faceoff is going to come in their zone. And Dane Krista will bend over to take it right here.
Baldwin getting a new center here.
Here's the drop.
Oh,
and a chance for Chi High, but they couldn't finish as the puck slides in behind Wienendahl. A couple of guys on it. Cards peel it off the wall. And
yep.
They get it back to the point. Here's a one-timer. Knocked down in front. And a chance for Baldwin Woodville as they come in the final seconds of this period. Launch a shot. I don't think it would have counted anyway as the buzzer went off before the puck got to
Drew is
Brobold,
ready.
But he's got
to
be ready.
Don't
play
have to do
through
a video
the buzzer
review. Yes.
And beyond.
Right. No video review needed.
That's right. 23-19, the shots in favor of the home team here. But no score up on the board after two periods.
Yeah, battle of the goaltenders again, you know. And, you know, I think Coach Luckowitz knew this going into this season. You know, he mentioned to, I think, Triple Herald that he wants his games to be low-scoring games because he knows they're not going to be the games of yesteryear. Where,
exactly.
You know, I think we've been really kind of spoiled the last 5-6 years, you know, going back to the, you know, 2020 campaign where there was a lot of goal scorers.
Absolutely.
You know, and
we just have one after another.
One, yeah, it
the
just
24
kept
team had multiple goal scorers.
Yes, absolutely. They've,
even on defense.
Right, absolutely. And you know, now it's, you know, so far no one stood up and taken that role and that label as a goal scorer, you know. And I, yeah. Maybe they didn't do the 10,000 shot challenge.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some good looks at Wienendahl, some shots that he's had to.
He's made some great
saves. Yeah, to have to kind of do the acrobatic thing, but, you know, just got to be able to work the plays and kind of finish off those scoring chances.
Yeah, finish off those scoring chances. You know, end of the period here, Dane Krista had the puck in the faceoff circle, and then he fumbled it. You know, those are the opportunities that you can't do that. You have to be able to finish it and, you know, get that shot off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, scoreless after two here tonight. Chi High and Baldwin Woodville tonight. D1 against D2 here, and both teams standing up to the challenge in the season opener for Chi High. And Baldwin Woodville looking for their third straight win to open up the 25-26 campaign here. So we will take a break, a 3-minute break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel. We'll be back.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wärzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Anthony. Power counted. And a foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason Bossy takes the rebound away from Perone. Couture and Segura. Look out. Down the lane. Slams it home with two hands. Jordan Segura. Emphatic. And the seniors in. We're not going home tonight.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
We have completed two periods. It's scoreless Chi High and Baldwin Woodville tonight. And shots 23 to 19 in favor of the home team, but that's kind of gone back and forth here a little bit too.
Yeah, it definitely has. You know, the end of the first period, Baldwin really amped up their scoring opportunities, and then they carried that over into the second period. But the end of the second, Chi High evened it out and took the lead on shots on net. But both goaltenders are playing excellent hockey right now. Neither one's letting anything by them. There was a funny bounce in front of Broval that was like, don't let that be the one that goes in. Thankfully, he was able to quickly react to that. And, you know, again, the Baldwin goaltender, he had some excellent saves.
Yeah, he's a good goaltender.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, when you're a senior, you know, goaltender and you've had opportunity to see a lot of different things. So, yeah, you know, he shows
been
that
around
voice.
The block.
Yep, and he
a
looks
few
like
times.
Yeah, he's got the A for assistant captain. He's definitely, you know, leading his team right now.
Yeah. Well, night tonight dedicated to the Hebert family.
Yeah.
Ryan Hebert played back in the 90s or 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
80s.
Yep, into the
and
early
remember,
90s.
I remember calling Ryan's games. In fact, I brought a book up here tonight from those years and newspaper articles and that kind of thing on that Cards team. And Ryan Hebert wasn't a prolific goal scorer, but a solid player. And his kids played hockey here. Maddie and Sam, and now Andrew Hebert on the Chi High varsity team. Well, Ryan had a long, courageous battle against cancer and lost that battle this summer. So tonight, after the game, they are going to retire his jersey.
And well-earned. Ryan, you know, he didn't just play for Chi High. He also stuck around and coached for years. And he was my daughter's first coach. She'll never forget him. She had a special inside joke that she used to do with him. and, you know, he never forgot. And, you know, he always remembered every player he coached. And he was an excellent guy to have around the rink. Always in a good mood, always ready to help out. And, you know, it's definitely going to be, a gap that, you know, the whole community sees, you know.
Yeah.
But excellent family, all three kids, excellent, you know, people themselves. Coach Maddie, when she was in youth hockey and, you know.
She played on that state championship team.
She sure
team.
Did, yeah, yep. I mean, what a memory to bring home. And,
yeah.
and you know, and Ryan got to watch Sam Hebert win state you know, championship and track.
That's right.
Yeah, yep. And so, you know, he got to, you know, see that. And but, yeah, it's definitely a special player, special coach, and volunteer here at Chippewa Youth Hockey.
Yeah, so it I'm sure is still very tough for the Hebert family, but, you know, he's going to be honored tonight. Well, he should be after the game. Crowd's going to be asked to stick around. I know most of them will, and should be a very touching and emotional and moving time here.
Absolutely.
As they retire his jersey.
Yep. Yeah, my daughter played on the same Bantam A team as Andrew last year, and, you know, Ryan was at all the games. He was there always cheering. He wasn't able to coach anymore. You know, maybe he didn't want to coach anymore as well. It's a thankless job many times, and he got to just watch his son play, and there's no better spot than that, you know, as a parent, just getting to watch and enjoy your kid play hockey.
Absolutely.
And Andrew was a standout player on that Bantam A team, so super fun.
All right, so that's coming at the end of this game, and hopefully we can make it a night with a win here tonight against Baldwin Woodville. One period of play or more. We'll see. Scoreless right now through two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
I will have our Holly Bovey stats recap, names you know stats recap at the end of the game on our postgame show. And right now, stats are kind of minimal.
Yeah, just they're the goaltender show right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
I mean, they got all the stats, you know.
23-19.
Chi-High
is out shooting Baldwin Woodville so far.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Yeah, you know, for Chi-High, not having a lot of experienced defensemen, I would say that, you know, some of them have really stepped up. And, you know, I would give Andrew Abier a lot of credit that he just seems very poised back there, given that he has not been a defenseman. He is, you know, last season.
That's not an easy transition to make.
It's not, especially when he's a goal scorer, too, actually, Andrew. And he, you know, he was an offensive-minded player, very, you know, did a great job there. And now he's really, they have made him into a defenseman. He's doing a really great job.
That's good. Good
yeah.
for him.
Yes.
You just get plugged in where the team needs you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you just, you want to have those players that understand their role and will play to the best of their ability in that role. You know, especially a kid like Andrew, that he is a goal scorer and he likes to score the goals. And then, you know, being in the position of defenseman, you're not going to get those same opportunities.
No.
But he seems very content back there.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, they're going to let the ice set up here, I think, a little bit, Connie. You can see some water out there.
They put down a lot of water.
They did.
Yeah.
The officials are asking the players to go to the bench right now.
Yeah.
And we have seen that a little bit here, and I don't know if they're putting too much water down or how
that
works out.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people here.
You know, it can, if you're going to start the game and there's wet areas out there, it can really disrupt the flow.
Absolutely. It just stops that puck, and that is how you've seen some really unfortunate goals happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great when it's for your team. You're like, it's great. It's talent.
Yeah, use it as your third defenseman, right?
Right, yes.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels. You can hear the Chi High team down there knocking their sticks against the boards. And here we go. Chi High trying to root them on for a win here in the third period. And the Cards get it right into the zone, but it pops back out again. Still some wet areas on the ice, so they'll just play through that here in the third period. Lead pass for Everts. Crosses the line. That water kind of disrupted the flow right there. You can see the puck stop for a moment, and the Cards turn it around and work it into the zone here. Just underway, half a minute into the third period in a scoreless game, and tracked down by Dane Krista, number 9, the sophomore 5'11 forward. Into the right wing corner. Chi High in the attacking zone. Here's a shot taken. Spinning and firing was Easton Skelton. Fell down in the process. Comes back to the point. Left point. Burmeister holds onto it there. Dangles for a moment. Fires one around the wall. And it's going to pop out. And it's a rush by Baldwin Woodville right into the glove. Provold. And Drew will hang on to that just 59 seconds into this third period.
Yeah, Drew just really calm back there. It's, you know, a good sign of a good goaltender is when they're really calm under pressure.
Not a lot of extra movement and bouncing around.
Yep.
That's what you like to see.
Just swipe that one out of the air.
16:01 left to go, third period. Scoreless game. Baldwin gets it back for their D. Pitches it back in the high slot, and this one is stolen away, and Chi High with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in, fires a shot. Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson went coast to coast, and the Cards have their first game, a first goal of the night, first goal of the season from number 7.
Yeah, just used his speed to get right around those D, came right across the top of the crease there and just buried it. No chance for the goaltender. Excellent job by Sam Johnson. He may be little, but he is fast.
Carter Johnson, Johnson to Johnson right there. He'll get the assist. 1:15, time of the goal here in the third period.
Third line up for the Cards. You know, the most dangerous shift is after you score a goal.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see what happens with the third line out there.
Cards hit pay dirt first here tonight. Just seconds into this third period. And they beat Wiedendahl. Sam Johnson just rode right in on the goaltender, right in his grill.
Excellent job keeping the puck in the zone.
Cards working it into the zone. And here comes Larson for Baldwin Woodville. Coughs it up. And Jackson Williams has got it for Chi High. They'll work it up at the fence on the far side. That one kicked off a Blackhawks player, but stepping up is Jackson Williams, who saw the puck fall free, and Williams in the left wing corner. Cards in the midst of a change. Dane Krista out there, first guy on this unit. It comes back to center ice. You can hear Matt Luckwitz calling players off, trying to change it up, and the Cards have it now with a 1-0 lead. On the far side is Jackson Williams. Williams comes up, drops one in around the left wing corner, and it's going to come on the half wall in the Chi High attacking zone here. Matt Fournette down there trying to muscle the puck away from the Baldwin Woodville player. This one's going to drop the other end of the ice. Baldwin into our zone now. 14:24 left.
Oh,
left out in front. Oh, I think the water just attacked Everts.
Just fanned on it.
Yeah, he fanned on it. I think it got stuck out there. Here's the puck loose.
That's what he'll be saying.
Yep, between the wheels and at the hash marks and ticked aside by Chi High. Scramble for it now inside the zone. It's going to come back to Everts. Top of the key.
Everts on the right wing side fires a shot. That one fought off by Grobold, angled off the boards, and the Cards be happy to take an icing call right here with 13:51 left to go in the game clock here in the third.
Yeah, it looks like Drew Grobold took a big deep breath after that puck cleared. He made a key save on a tip right out front. Hard save for a goaltender to make when that happens. And that Baldwin player just, you know, fanning on the puck right in front of Grobold, that could have been a dangerous shot.
Both second lines out there matched up right now. 13:51 left to go. Face off in the left wing circle. Cards will cycle this around from right to left. And taken away by Baldwin Woodville, but the puck is loose on the cross ice pass, and it's going to be taken by Zach Black. Weaves his way up the ice, drop pass right there, the no look. Cards have to jump on it. Austin Furnett's there, but can't control, and this one's going to bounce all the way back right on. And Grobold will just cover this one up for the faceoff in his own zone.
Well, the Cards with a 1-0 lead. I like that. Start the period. Good way to start the last final period of the game. And now they just got to play smart. Keep playing aggressively into the offensive zone.
Shots 24-22 in favor of the home team here. 13:25 left to go in the game clock. A lot of time for Baldwin Woodville to catch up here. This one in the left wing corner. You know that Grobold's going to be called upon to make some big-time saves in this third period.
Absolutely. Baldwin's going to be playing with a little bit more urgency now.
Here is Burmeister. Walks it around from left to right. Gunned into the zone now, and the Cards trying to track it down. It was on net, and Vinadal's going to hang on to this one. On the north end of the building here, 13:04 left to go in the third period. Cards changing it up.
Yeah, first line out there. They haven't been able to really get a lot flowing, consistently throughout the game. So it'd be nice to see them be able to, work some magic. Definitely, some good puck controllers that could do something. So it'd be nice to see them do that.
Well, mark it down. First goal of the season goes to Sam Johnson. Number 7 shall lead them. And he did. Cards would like to pile on some rubber against Vinandahl here. Centering pass. That one got through traffic all the way to the half wall in the attacking zone. And it's going to be cleared the length of the ice. Cards backtrack. Trying to break out now to their own zone. Cross ice pass. And it goes right onto the tape of Burmeister. Elijah moves in. Fires a shot that came off Vinandahl and hard up into the net behind him.
It looked like it was shot pretty hard and pretty high. I don't know if it did hit the goalie or not, but
I think it touched his shoulder as it glanced off. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. So open an account at rcu.org or any RCU office insured by NCUA. Back to action! Did it go in? Just dropped the puck, and we got one past Vinandahl, and it's 2-0 Chi High. Wow.
Dane Krista, I think, got that one. I didn't even see it.
I didn't either. I was reading what we call live copy of the biz. Yeah, Krista gets the goal, an unassisted goal. There's some insurance here. Wow. 4:26. Time in the third period. And Dane Krista, who's been close to some here tonight, kind of finally snipped one out and got a goal. So it's 2-0 Chi High here in the third period. All the scoring in this last period so far. And here is the guy that scored the first goal. Sam Johnson goes cross ice. A shot to Carter Johnson, pass to Carter Johnson. He takes the shot, a soft one on Vinadahl, and he'll hug that one on the left post here. Wow. Yeah. I didn't see this kind of breakout coming in the third period.
I didn't either.
Sudden flurry of scoring.
Yeah, but we'll take it.
Yeah, we will. Not going to complain. Here is Zach to take the draw. Bodies up his opposing player. Cards tried to climb on it, and Black will backtrack, and it comes, kicks off a skate, comes to Austin Furnett. Here is Sam Johnson. Tries to scoop it up. Johnson hoping to ride the puck back high in the zone. Had it swept off his stick. Stepping up is Furnett. Austin couldn't control it. A big check there by Carter Johnson.
They're going to call him for that.
They dropped the Baldwin-Woodville player, Ian Finlay, down on the ice. And got a big shoulder into Finlay, but he's going to pay for it here with... He thought he had a clean check. Interference, the call.
Yeah, he didn't have the puck anymore. He had just gotten rid of it, and the ref decided he had enough time to stop his forward motion
now,
on the check.
In the days of the guy we talked about, Ryan Hebert.
That would have been a beautiful play.
That would have been a beautiful play.
Absolutely.
The game has changed.
It has changed
from
greatly.
Those 80s and 90s.
Yes, yep. No longer is it the open ice body checks.
Cards try to clear it out. Stop there at the blue line by Burr. He's up on top on this power play. There's the intercept, and it is Fournette. Matt will just dangle a little bit, jukes a bit, and takes a couple of body checks himself. Works it back to the point to Austin Fournette. He'll roll one around from left to right. Cards ragging off some time on the power play. A minute and a half left to go. The puck still planted inside the Blackhawks zone. Finally, they break out. Here's Burr right now, 23. Skates across the blue stripe, comes in, fires a shot, knocked down by Brovold, and this is another return shot off the ricochet, and Brovold scoops that one up.
Yep, just that calm goaltender back there, just I'll take that. And
yeah, no problem.
Yep.
Bring it on.
Yep, and you know, all the players having the little extra words after the whistle.
The 11:01 left to go in this third period. Shots 26-24 in favor of Chi High. They lead it 2-0. At the fight off, minute 17 of the power play here, and this could cut the lead in half if they get one right here. There's a drop into the left wing corner. Cards peel it off the wall, and here they come.
Easton Skelton.
Skelton, Easton. Ooh, 21. Cuts down the slot, trying to split the D. And they caught up to him, but it comes back to the point. A one-timer by Andrew Hebert. And that one came off the tender and ricocheted into the right-wing corner. Cards with a nice forecheck here. Easton Skelton got on it. And just kind of screens the puck away from Baldwin-Woodville. Cards get a chaser down there at Zach Black. And he is just pestering the breakout here.
He's just a speedy player.
Baldwin-Woodville. Cards knock it down. Cut off the passing lane. That was Zach Black. And finally, they cross the blue line. Here is Anderson for Baldwin-Woodville.
Burmeister strips him of the puck.
Yeah, he tried that toe drag back into the corner. And Burmeister was right there to sweep that off. And the puck still loose in the corner. And picked up now by Burmeister as he wheels and deals. Guns went all the way down with 9:53 left to go in the third stanza. 5 seconds as we tick it down left in the power play. And this one's going to be broken up on the breakout. Rappel's got it for Baldwin-Woodville and sticked away from Anderson as he had it out at neutral ice. Baldwin just cannot get any organized breakout and penetration of the zone. Loose at neutral ice, and it's going to be picked up now by Burr. Turns, tries to use Chi High's D as a screen. That one went wide. Drops into the right wing corner. They get a hard forecheck on it. Now we've got a penalty and a trip call right here with 9:15 left to go in the period. And it looks as if Chi High is going to get the call right here on
Sam
Johnson. So the fourth power play of the night for Baldwin-Woodville. Chi High 0 for 3, and we've given them, Connie, back-to-back man advantages here.
Yeah, we have, but you know, nothing really has come of it for Baldwin. Baldwin's now calling a timeout. In fact, the last one, I think we controlled the puck more often than not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Baldwin is kind of panicking a little bit, yeah. So a good call by their coach to call that timeout to
settle them down a little bit.
Settle them down, get a game plan. You know, the end of that power play opportunity, they had a great zone entry. They were able to start to set it up, but then Eli Burmeister said no thank you and stripped them of the puck right away.
Cards are doing a good job of stepping in some passing lanes
and
disrupting the flow here a little bit.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, the third period has definitely been all Chi High Cardinals hockey.
Well, 2-0 lead. There's still plenty of time for Baldwin-Woodville. 9:15 left here But Chi High has got some momentum here in the third period.
They sure do have that momentum, and they have the goaltender that just is steady Eddie back there and just real calm.
Well, you can't beat a good goaltender, can you?
No. And then when you get confidence in them.
Yeah. A goaltender can carry a team. There's really no other player on the ice that could just single-handedly carry a team, but a goaltender can. Mm-hmm. And, Drew Broboll is going to be called upon to do that this season. And hopefully this team can grow with him and get better as we go through the season.
Yeah, I think the toughest part for a goaltender is playing back-to-back games that you are heavily relied on. That's a mentally tough task.
I would think tomorrow against a Nina team that finished third in state in the poll, final poll, and that'll be another game that Broboll is going to be called upon to play a superior game. Back to action. Puck is in the zone. Chi High able to get that one away. And it's loose out at neutral ice. Rappel. Everts has got it now as he comes in. Trying to use Andrew Hebert as a screen. Hebert backing up, but not giving him that opportunity. And it comes back to Burr right along the blue line. There's another read. And the Cards able to clear it out. As Dane Krista got in between the Baldwin-Woodville players. And now he just floats back in the zone. With 8.5 left to go on the game clock. Here is Vienendahl, the goaltender's brother. And an offsides call right there on Black, on the Baldwin-Woodville team. And so this is a breakdown for them as it comes back to neutral ice here.
That is a frustrating play whenever that happens. You know, they had the odd man rush, and then somebody got a little too excited. That's always a momentum buster.
Vienendahl will take the draw for Baldwin-Woodville against Zach Black, and Vienendahl able to get it back for his defenseman, or at least the forward that plays at the top of the umbrella here. That's Rappel. Out of neutral ice. There's a nice step up for Chi High.
Easton's going here.
That was Zach Black over on the left side. Or no, that was Skelton. That's right. Pardon me. Easton Skelton, number 21. And here is Finlay for Baldwin-Woodville. Card stepped in front of that pass. 7:54 left to go in the game clock. 37 seconds left to go. There's the intercept, and the Cards will clear it all the way down and take some more time off the clock here on the power play. Zach Black disrupting the outlet pass there for Baldwin-Woodville. Down to 20 seconds left to go in the power play. And here is Rappel. He's been out there the entire time. Here's Rappel with a hard shot. Came off the top of the glove of Broboll and ricocheted into the net behind him. That was a hard shot.
That was a quick release, hard shot. I don't know how Drew moved fast enough. I mean, excellent reaction time for Drew right there. I mean, you can tell that it was so quick because it hit his glove in the least ideal spot.
Right.
He wasn't actually able to catch it. It's a good rebound to go back up above the net, though.
So it goes out of play. Face off in the zone with just 9 seconds left to go in the man advantage for Baldwin-Woodville. Cycles around to the right corner. Picked up there by Red Carlson. And both teams back to full strength as Easton Skelton comes onto the ice, jumps on, and we're 5-on-5 hockey here as the puck goes out of play again. 7:05 left to go, third period.
Yeah, I'd say that Easton has settled down. You know, he's a kid that you're going to see a little bit more nerves and overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
But this third period, he seems to have settled a lot, and he's making some really good plays, and I'm hopeful that that's what we'll see the rest of the season.
Yeah. First game jitters. We saw that
Absolutely.
With the girls when we did girls hockey last week.
Yep.
And they settled down the second game.
Yep.
Played much better. Here is Andrew Hebert. Retreats in his own zone. Cards up the near wall. Headmanning pass for Matt Fournette. Fournette in the corner. Now bounces out of the left wing elbow. And it's going to be taken there by Dane Krista. Backs up. Ooh. Cards hold the zone. Oh, jumped over the stick of Andrew
Hebert,
and he tried to go back for Sam Johnson. That pass didn't connect, and the Cards retreat to their own end of the ice with 6.5 left to go. Shots 27-25 for the Cards. Sliding over on the bank on the far side is Dane Krista. Shovels this one off to the left, and it bounces around inside the zone. Too much zone time right here for Baldwin-Woodville. Sliding over is Ian Finlay on the half wall, trying to keep it inside
the attacking zone here. It's Burmeister. Oh, no. Turn, fired at him. Crossed up right in front of Bromo. And Drew somehow found that and kicked it aside. Here's another centering pass. Again, too long in the zone. Cards out, comes back for Sanders. Slides along the blue line. One right on the ice, and the Cards can use a cover or a clear right here. Carter Johnson over there. He dropped down, lost his edge, and it's loose inside the zone. Long, but just parking inside our zone right now.
Uh-oh.
Here's Larson with a shot. That one ricocheted off the goaltender, and the Cards clear to the blue line, but they can't get it out as Jascott kept it in for a moment. Now Chi High finally clears. And here's a chance for Zach Black. Moves it, fires a shot. Oh, almost picked up his own rebound and put it in. He fired it wide. It came hard off the inboards behind Wiedendahl. And Zach almost put that one in with 5:09 left to go. Oh, the action is furious back and forth here. 5:05 remaining. Still playing out there. Back in the Chi High zone. Here is Baldwin Whitfield looking for a goal here to cut it in half. Here is Carter Johnson, 4:52 left to go. He'll hammer that one around the boards, and it's loose on the far wall, and Card's going to get Bodie Custer out there for a break for this line. That one hit the side of the cage as Brobo was hoping for a whistle here on the icing call, but it hit just touched the metal, and it comes back for Anderson at the point for Baldwin Woodville. Anderson keeps it in. Now they go cross ice for Rappel. Tries to manufacture a play right there. This one bounces over Anderson and all the way back on Wiedendahl. And he'll leave that for his D with 4:10 left to go here in the third period. Cards try to harass him as they come out. And it's loose and it's going to be hauled in by Burmeister. He'll go cross ice, and the Cards on the break here. Backpedaling is Easton Skelton. He'll throw it in the Baldwin Woodville zone as we tick it under 4 minutes to play here, and the Cards up by a deuce. Here they come. They cross the line. Baldwin Woodville's got the puck. It is Owen Piech. It's loose in the low slot. Jascott, the defenseman, steps up, keeps it inside the zone. Touched by Fournette as he works it off on the backhand to the left with 3:28 left to go. Card's last shift gave Baldwin Woodville too much time, but now they'll peel it away, and we've got a penalty coming up as some stuff behind the play here with 3:20 left to go, and let's see if the Cards will go back shorty here. Zach Black is called for a roughing call, and the Cards making it hard on themselves here at the third period.
Yeah, my guess is that Baldwin's getting a little frustrated, and then we retaliated on that. That's where you're going to get busted with the penalty.
They always see the second one, right?
Yeah. Drew's made some great saves right here, though. Just hit a wraparound he made a save on and a hard shot that he was able to get a stick on. It's nice to see.
Fifth power play of the night for Baldwin Woodville. They have nothing to show for it so far. But Chi High down to 3:20 left to go in the game. Doesn't want to give one up right here. They only lead by two. They mix it up at the dot, and now Baldwin Woodville controls. They get it. Oh, fanned on it was Burr. And Chi High able to clear it. Burr fanned on it, and the Cards scooped it up and gunned it down the ice with 3:02 left to go on the game clock. Chi High just can't run the clock out here with only a two-goal lead. Here is Burr. Comes to the blue line. Weaves his way up and stopped right there. Stoned by Dane Krista as he came in.
They pulled their goalie.
All right, so Wiedendahl is out. And Burr has got it for Baldwin Woodville. Over on the far side, a shot taken. That one drifted wide. Cards trying to get on the rock, and it comes to Burr at the right point. He'll feather this one along the boards on the far side. Burr takes a pass back, and it goes through traffic. I think Brobo got a piece of that.
Yeah, he did.
With 2:19 left to go. Oh, and it's tipped to the blue line. Did they? No, it still is on. Here is Rappel with a shot, and it is swallowed up by Brobo with 2:12 left to go on the game clock and 52 seconds remaining. On the power play for Baldwin Woodville.
Yeah, it looks like Eli Burmeister's stick got caught up and into the Baldwin player's neck area, but I don't think they're going to call it. I saw Eli, you know, check to make sure he's okay, which is what you
that
expect.
That was Eberts, Brody Eberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see him holding his neck there a little bit.
Yeah.
The assistant captain on the team. As he comes to the bench, got him the Adam's apple there.
Yeah, that's a stinger. The refs are talking. The Baldwin's asking for a penalty.
2:12 on the game clock here. Chi High has got to stay away from that.
Those
yeah, penalties
absolutely.
Here.
You don't want to go down on a 6-on-3.
No. A little stoppage of play as things sort themselves out here. And now,
let's see what we got.
Dennis Fenton, the referee, comes over. Oh, high stick they're going to call. So a 5-on-3 here.
Likely
for
they're
Baldwin
gonna, yeah, they're gonna keep that. They're going to win that faceoff, get the goalie off. And
wow.
Then, I mean, whoa. Drew's job just got exponentially harder.
It sure did.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he has made some clutch saves. I can't imagine what he's got going on now.
Oh, boy. Cards are going to have. Let's see who they send out there for Chi High, who Lucky sends out here.
Matt Fournette, Colin Seibert. I don't know.
Easton Skelton out there.
I don't see him.
I don't see
him. They
got
to get another D out there, and I'm guessing it's
going
to be.
We could have three guys, you know.
Yeah. Wonder.
Seibert's out there, number 28. And still trying to sort out who's going to be the third player for Chi High.
A lot of time for Baldwin to bring this game back. Is there a third player?
Yep, here
number
we go.
Number five, okay. Andrew Hebert.
Andrew's kind of come up. So some youth out there right now. 5-on-3. Fournette wins that draw. They get it back to Andrew, and he clears. We got 43 seconds to go on the 5-on-3, and then it's a 5-on-4. And here is Drew Burr to rappel. One thing about it, Connie, that power play unit was running out of gas, and we kind of helped him there as they sorted things out.
Yeah.
Here is Dawson Vienendahl over to rappel. They go to Vienendahl, back door! Cards need to clear it out, they do.
I don't know how that didn't go in.
Here is Burr. To rappel, the shot fired, and it ricocheted off a stick and went up out of play with 10 seconds left to go. Lots of zone time here for Baldwin Woodville. W.O. Joe, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Craig and Connie with you, our radio producer, Zach Wycheck, video, Sam Aberle, YouTube all over the world. Wogo all over the world as well. Minute and a half left to go, 90 seconds in a 2-0 lead for Chi High, and they're season opener, their home opener tonight. Trying to beat Baldwin Woodville, the team that finished top 6 in D2. Here's a shot taken by Drew Burr inside the blue stripe, and that one ricocheted out of play with 4 seconds left to go.
Yeah, I don't know who has a penalty because the score board says number 2, but Zach Black is on the ice right now.
Yep.
So
1:24 left to go here on the game clock. Seems like an eternity as this one goes in behind. Broboldt, and the Cards going to get a player on the ice. That is Austin Fournette. Gets into the box. Fournette, right wing corner, climbs in right away, jumps on it, and the Cards easier to kill a 5-on-4 than a 5-on-3.
Ooh, Zach, Fournette is going to win that race? No.
They call an icing call. They did, I think.
Or is there a penalty?
Maybe
Drew,
there's a penalty
I think,
here.
Moving.
Hopefully not on Chi High.
Yeah, they called it on the Baldwin team.
Yep.
What number?
It's on Baldwin. We don't know what player it is. They're asking for the number of the player. Okay.
26 right. Baldwin with a rough
Drew Jascott, the defenseman.
Yeah.
And that might do it here.
That yes. Now it's 4-on-4 hockey.
4-on-4, yep.
And then the Cards are going to finish it out with a power play. And I was wondering why neither of the top two defensemen were out there on that 5-on-3, but if number 2 wasn't in the box, it was actually number 3,
okay.
Austin Fournette.
Yep.
So I was like, why is he not on the ice?
All right, face off to the glove side of Vinandal. He's back out there, of course, with the defensive zone drop there. And the Cards just trying to tie it up. Just eat that puck up. Yep, 52 seconds left to go. It's still inside the zone. Keep Vinandal out there. 47 seconds left to go.
Let's see if they pull it here.
It's out to neutral ice, and Cards have it right there. Here is Zach Black. Zach tries the toe drag. They didn't bite on that. And Burr's got it for Baldwin Woodville. Trying to skate past Zach Black as he got back there. And Austin Fernand as well. 25 seconds left to go. Deep in the Chi-High zone. Vinandal is off the ice here. Goaltender pull, but time ticking down as we go to 18 seconds. Puck tied up along the yellow stripe, now peeled off, and Baldwin Woodville has it. There's a block out in front by Zach Black. Still in the left wing corner. 9 seconds left to go. Cards back to 5-on-5 hockey here. Actually, 6-on-5. Pardon me, 5-on-5. Baldwin Woodville with a chance, and the time runs out. And it is Chi High with the win over Baldwin Woodville here tonight by a 2-0 score.
Player of the game definitely goes to Drew Brovald. I mean, he made some very, very hard saves that were just, you know, he definitely was dialed in today.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
Nice to see that. Hopefully he's dialed in tomorrow.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's what I was saying earlier. It's really tough for a goaltender to play back-to-back mentally tough games that where you have to play so well. You know, hopefully he had some stretches of, you know, that he didn't see a lot of shots that he'll be able to roll right into tomorrow and do really well.
Yeah, an amazing game. And the Cards grew, I think, a little bit here tonight. The forwards and fencemen, the very young team here.
Yeah, I think you called it right when you said they were cutting off a lot of those passes. They did a great job, you know, reading the plays, especially in the third period, taking away those lanes and getting some turnovers.
Long time coming. We got the first goal in the third period, followed up quickly by another goal. And a few minutes after that, and held on for a 2-0 win over Baldwin Woodville. So the Cards off to a 1-0 start. Baldwin drops their first game of the season. They are 2-1, and we'll come back. And post-Glasimir post-game show on the way, plus our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap here tonight. And we'll catch up with Matt Luckowitz, or one of the coaches down there as well, on our post-game show. We'll be back in just a moment. WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cards win this one 2-0 on their season opener. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Well, Chi High with a 2-0 win here tonight against Baldwin Woodville, and get the win in their first game, and now they're going to do a presentation here tonight. Coach is tied up with that, so we might not be able to get a hold of Matt Luckowitz to talk about this game, but we could do that tomorrow. More importantly, they're going to do a tribute to Ryan Hebert, the late Ryan Hebert, part of Chi High hockey history here. Dad, wonderful dad, and husband, and hockey coach, and father of three players, two on the boys' team, Maddie on the girls' team for the state championship, and they're going to be retiring his jersey here tonight, and I know family members are here. Andrew played in the game, did a great job out here tonight, and so they're going to do that right now, County.
Yeah. I'm very glad that they are doing that, and large crowd here tonight to honor Ryan. Such a great human being, and Chi High Hockey and also Chippewa Youth Hockey have been really fortunate to have him a part of the organizations.
So family members here, former head coach Scott Parker is here. Ryan played for Scott. Good to see him. He's volunteering time here coaching this year with the hockey team. And they're actually facing the stands, so we are kind of on the backside of this, but we can envision what they're doing, a presentation here tonight. And so we're unable to really hear what they're saying and try to get some video of it, but we're kind of on the
Wrong side.
The wrong side of that.
Yeah, I see Ryan's wife, and I've seen his mom out there right now, and it looks like his sister is out there. So, and I did see Maddie as well. Sam might be at school. I'm not sure. Well, it's Thanksgiving break, so.
Yeah, you can kind of hear him out there.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Luckowitz.
Yeah, talking about Ryan Hebert, we lost a good one.
Absolutely.
We did. Yeah. So I wish we had it mic'd up. We weren't sure. We thought they might be doing this by the bench area. Then they decided to switch and do this out on the ice facing the crowd here. So we apologize that we're unable to get a mic on it. And I think Sam Eberle might be trying to take a video shot if he can get over there as well to do that for Wogo.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
Yep, there he comes, trying to get a video picture for our Wogo YouTube channel here and see if we can get that at least for you, even though we don't have it mic'd up here. Tribute to Ryan Hebert here today at the end of this game.
So you can hear Matt Luckowitz talking about Ryan and the influence that he's had here on his life and the Hockey Association. And we kind of talked a little bit about Ryan before. It was fun for me to go back through the pages of when Ryan played here many, many decades ago.
Yes.
But always a hockey person.
Always a hockey person, always an athlete. You know, he helped give his son Sam, you know, pointers in track as well.
Yeah, he was a great track. He is a great track athlete.
Yes, yep. And, you know, it's just really great to see this large crowd here tonight for the ABR family. But that's just a testament to how good of a family and how, you know, what kind of character Ryan had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, they're on the opposite side of the ice. I'm sorry we don't have this mic'd up here for you, but I think we do have the video of it. It's over there. So, okay. So I'm not sure what kind of audio we'll be able to – we're just kind of verbally trying to describe the scene here tonight.
Yeah. They got all the team out there, all the JV players, all the coaches,
everybody.
Managers, and the family of Ryan Aber and Scott Parker, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful where you wish.
I think that's Scott talking right now, isn't it?
I think so.
Yep. Ryan passed away this summer after a long, courageous battle against cancer. And still coached, even though he was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, he still coached his youngest son, Andrew's team. And I know Sam went right to the Cards. He wanted his dad to see him in a Cardinals jersey, and then he got to see him all 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I mean,
how special is that?
Absolutely.
Huh?
You know, the type of cancer that Ryan had, the type of brain cancer he had, you don't always have the longest time given. But
right.
Ryan beat all the odds.
He was a fighter.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's, unfortunate that it had to happen, that it happened at all. But fortunately, he was able to have, 5 years. It was March of 2020. I remember being up there in the mezzanine area the night that everyone started to find out what was happening. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's just, ingrained in my brain where I was.
Yeah.
And just so thankful that he's been able to, that he was able to be with us for that long.
Well, I have just been given a monitor here by Sam Hebert, our video person. Let me grab me that wireless mic. Let me see if I can get some kind of audio, because we're looking at the back side of this here, and we'll see if we can get some audio from this here. Oh, this is us.
Yeah.
We're a little bit behind, pardon me. So I guess that may not work here, because we're talking here, and the technical side of this wasn't worked out ahead
good
of time.
Good problem-solve idea, though.
Yeah, well, I tried anyway.
Yeah.
So this is our Glassamere postgame show, brought to you by Post Glassamere in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. I think we'll take a little break here. We'll come back in a few minutes and wrap things up and give you the stats, our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap as well. So stick around. More hockey to come here tonight and tomorrow. It's Nina coming to town tomorrow afternoon. Puck drop is at 1. Our pregame show at 12:40. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Well, a tribute tonight to Ryan Hebert, the former Cards player, and Andrew out there still mingling with his family, and just a very moving moment here as Ryan, who passed away from cancer this summer, his jersey is retired, and a wonderful presentation there by Coach Parker, Coach Lekowitz, and the Chi-Hi athletic staff there.
Absolutely.
And players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So our post-class and mirror post-game show, they are, by the way, hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Chi-Hi with a 2-0 win in their season opener, their home opener tonight. It's time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovee.com, or you can find Holly on Facebook. A scoreless game into the third period, but finally hitting pay dirt, little number seven, Samuel Johnson, in the third period. 115 even strength goal for the Cards, for Samuel Johnson, the junior, 5'6" junior. And this is how it sounded. This one is stolen away, and Chi-Hi with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in, fires a shot. Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson went coast to coast, and the Cards have their first game, a first goal of the night, first goal of the season from number seven. Yeah, lucky number seven right there. Sam Johnson gets the first goal of the campaign. And Cards didn't have to wait long for their second goal. That came at 4:26 of the third. That was from Dane Christ, who kind of fought all night, didn't he? I mean, he had some other chances. And number nine puts it past the outstanding All-State goaltender, Vienendahl, at 4:26 of the third. And the Cards just kind of scraped with their fingernails to hang on the rest of the game. They spent a lot of time in the penalty box, gave Baldwin Woodville a lot of extra time with the man advantage in the third.
But Drew came up huge.
Drew Brovol, just fantastic night for the outstanding goaltender, the sophomore for Chi-Hi, came up with 29 saves didn't allow a goal in tonight, and Chi-High walks away a 2-0 winner.
Yeah, some huge saves that he came up with. I mean, you know, both goaltenders played very great games. You can't give any shade, I guess, to the goaltender for Baldwin. But
no, he was terrific, too.
Absolutely. But certainly Drew just stood on his head at the end of that game and just did an excellent job.
Yeah, he put the team on his back and carried him and got some support. A couple of goals in the third period, and Chi-High is 1-0 on the young season. So they play Nina again tomorrow right away. They turn it around, and Nina was over at New Richmond. Don't know what happened in that one, but we'll have a score for you tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 12:40 with our Cardinal Countdown program. 1 o'clock is Puck Drop, and this has been so much fun. Let's do it again.
Absolutely, and let's get another W.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon we'll do it. 12:40, we'll be on the air. And thank you for our crew here, for Sam Aberle, our video producer, radio producer tonight, Zach Wycheck. Those guys will be back with us tomorrow. For Connie Feeney, I'm Greg Stewart. Final again, Chi-High in their season opener defeats Baldwin-Woodville 2-0 from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Good night, everybody.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cards Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.